The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
And today's Tuesday, March 17th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, the city of Philadelphia ordered several closures and restrictions in an effort to halt the spread of coronavirus. To date, there are 9 confirmed cases in the city. City officials announced yesterday new restrictions on commercial activity and a halt on all non-essential city government operations in order to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The following changes on commercial activity were effective Monday, March 16th at 5 p.m. and will last through at least March 27th, but a precise end date was not determined. So we went from the mayor saying go out to eat to everything closed. Only essential commercial establishments should remain open to allow the essential goods to be accessible to the public. The city of Philadelphia designates the following businesses as essential: supermarkets and grocery stores, big box stores, pharmacies, discount stores like mini marts, daycare centers, which are not in any other state. So they are to remain open. Hardware stores, gas stations, banks, post office, laundromats and dry cleaners, veterinary and clinics for domestic pets and pet stores. Also deemed essential are commercial establishments that sell any of the following products: frozen products, non-essential stores of computers, telecommunication equipment, IT and telecommunication equipment, hardware, electrical, plumbing and heating material, automotive fuel, domestic fuel, sanitary equipment, personal hygiene products, medication not requiring medical prescription, medical and orthopedic equipment, optics and photography equipment, and soaps and detergents.
So you just described Walmart.
Well,
yeah,
but everything.
But I think like the little stores in the city, like, right, like your corner store, if they're selling some of these medications or hygiene products, then they can stay open.
Also, right, a lot of them sell, you know, like they talk about takeout being a thing as opposed to in restaurant eating. That's an option as well.
Yeah, right. So food establishments may only accommodate online and phone orders for delivery and pickup and cannot allow dine-in service during the duration of the restrictions. Non-essential City of Philadelphia government operations are halted and all city government buildings will be closed to the public. Beginning Wednesday, March 18th, all non-essential city workers will not need to report to work. Individual department heads are currently determining what operations are essential. Residents with questions can call the Greater Philadelphia Coronavirus Helpline at 1-800-722-7112.
Right now, the news and all reporting should just be called "What's Closed."
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Pretty much it at this point.
Well, it's this 2 week period is a very critical thing, and so I've been unfortunately trying to absorb as much as I can to just be accurate when we talk and.
That's the thing. There's so much information.
There's so much so much disinformation. But the truth is, the general mindset is to the social distancing is the big thing. So if you can stop for 2 weeks, stop that curve from peaking as high as, you know, they say it could, that'll go a long way. So what they're just saying is, obviously, if you can for 2 weeks, really try to follow this as strictly as possible.
Oh, yeah. Governor Phil Murphy yesterday kind of put he put the firm word out that this is not a joke. And, you know, again, don't panic like everybody's saying, but don't, you know, say, oh, this isn't happening. You know, there are people who are not believing or people who just people who just don't care, which right, he gets it. But like he was saying, you need to start caring and you need to do this so that it doesn't spread.
It can work in our favor if it is followed to some level. Things like, you know, still going out to huge parties and things like that, or hey, you know, whatever's going on.
Yeah,
you may not be you know, in the age range that falls susceptible to this, but you could convey the virus back to someone who is.
It was a long press conference yesterday. I was watching it and I fell asleep because it also got to be like monotone at some point, and I was like, this is so annoying.
Honestly, but I wish I knew sign language so I could just pay attention to the person who's signing.
I know.
Come on.
She was so animated. There were two of them. There was a guy and a girl, and the woman was very animated. I thought the same thing. And you know what else I thought with them? How far behind are they? Like, are they like a
sentence?
They're
pretty quick because if you watch their mouth, they're also saying the same thing. So it's only a couple of seconds. It's pretty quick.
Not only do I mean, obviously, you need to know sign language, but like, that's a skill. Like,
it is.
If I had to repeat what you said sentence after sentence, I'd get lost.
Yeah, with a slight delay. Yeah. I agree.
My neighbor knows, former neighbor and still friend from Manny, knows multiple languages and can do it at that level. Sometimes they get frustrated and they go, "He said!"
Slow down.
I wonder if you could repeat word for word what somebody is saying to you. Like, if I put on my head...
I would put on my...
Well, then you would mess me up.
So no.
Keep going.
No, it's hard. Good work. I just thought I'd dive right in.
I didn't know we were going live with this right away.
You think you can lay down a gauntlet like that and not have him pick it up?
No, you're right. But like, if I put my headphones on and I had a phone conversation and I went into the other room and I muted the phone so I wouldn't mess you up. If I could actually repeat everything word for word.
No, that's what I mean. Just that is going to be difficult, even if there was.
Is that a service they provide?
It's hard to do. Language interpreters do that as well.
Right.
The UN, you know, when there's people talking at length, they will
be. You're right. There's less a call for someone repeating what you're saying in the exact same language.
Yeah, like when the interpreters are like, they just summarized that. They didn't say exactly what we said.
Marissa?
So I kind of know the girl that does it locally here in Philadelphia. Yeah. She's at all the press conferences. She does all the concerts. I actually saw her at the Billy Joel concert doing it. You guys want to invite her in?
That'll be great radio.
Yeah.
She can just interpret what we're saying.
She can do it from the parking lot.
Some point when it's safe to have people back in our studio.
Yeah, sure. First on the list.
That could be a Not Your Average Listener.
So I
do like that, yeah.
Governor Phil Murphy said the third person has died as a result of coronavirus in New Jersey. Murphy says a man in his 90s was being treated in Hackensack University Medical Center, where he passed away on Monday night. A 50-year-old woman in Monmouth County and a person in Bergen County also died from the virus last week. Officials reported there were 80 new positive cases since Sunday, bringing the state's total to 178. The new positive cases range from people who are, there's one that's 5 years old, the oldest 93 years old, according to the health commissioner. All of the New Jersey public and private schools, along with colleges and universities, will close indefinitely starting Wednesday, Democratic Governor Phil Murphy said, while bars, restaurants, and casinos will shutter at 8 p.m. on Monday.
The trick is for this period. I know you keep getting information keeps changing, and that's going to be the way for a while. But for the 2 weeks, you're hearing so many people who have it, who have tested positive, and are saying that they have no symptoms. I didn't even know they had it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. And it's happening more and more. Like Idris Elba said, he was. I mean, I know you're going to report that later on, but said he's fine. A couple of athletes, a couple of people say they had no idea that they had it, but they can still pass it along. That's the idea. That's why the social distancing is such a key element.
But they do eventually get sick, right?
No.
Not everybody.
No,
not
some everybody. People no. People who've had it and have actually gone through it.
Some people are dying.
Show no signs. Yeah.
And then other people
show no signs.
Show no signs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Murphy called on residents to take the threat from the virus seriously, calling out people over the weekend who frequented in bars and pubs to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Murphy said that he's also discouraging all non-essential travel throughout the state. Now, there's so much information out there. So this report that I pulled this morning from 6ABC said that Hoboken has instituted a citywide curfew that begins Monday and will go into effect from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. But I heard that it was yesterday. I was under the impression that it was the whole state, but we'll go with what this says. But they are putting a curfew in where you have to be in by 10 o'clock. No one is to be outside between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m.
Well, my wife and I had plans to visit Corona and a Grill. We had to cancel that now.
With the number of coronavirus cases on the rise in the area, hospitals and other healthcare providers are working to enhance the testing process, including an increase in pop-up testing sites, but officials still want people to follow some important guidelines. Hospital staff is in full deployment, setting up testing infrastructures outside Jefferson Health at 10th and Sansom. This is the second testing site for Jefferson. From Center City to Mainline, hospital networks like Mainline Health and Temple Health are doing the same. These sites are for in-network referrals only and not yet equipped for the masses. One of the concerns with these testing sites is the personal protective equipment. Experts are concerned about about a shortage of such equipment gear for healthcare providers. Private laboratory networks like LabCorp and Quest are ramping up testing efforts. However, these facilities will not be seeing potential COVID-19 patients nor collecting samples. They need to be done by the primary healthcare providers.
I heard an interesting take on it last night where, so you know, if you talk about the full-throated effort that's occurring now, and that we've had this, you had the swine flu and all that, and there's been people dying every year from the flu, you know, to great levels. So, and Preston, we were talking about a beta test. If this is going to be the beta test, because it's not going to be the last pandemic, and if you're going to try out things and see if you could do that, can people respond and do this social distancing and help with the kibosh? So while this is serious, you know, any fan of Stephen King knows or whatever, it can get, you know, there can be other things down the way that we're not even remotely conceiving of right now. Mm-hmm. So in a way, take it out for a spin. Let's see how effective it can be.
Yeah. And
you're no worse the wear for it. Certainly businesses are taking a hit, and that's horrific. But so that's why it's sort of your personal obligation to do all you can do to make sure that you're part of the solution. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and getting back to New Jersey real quick, it's not an official curfew, Kathy, so it's strongly discouraged from going out after 8 p.m., but individual towns can implement a curfew if they choose. And so according to the governor, he says, this is not a curfew, but a strongly recommended, and travel is also strongly discouraged. If you don't need to be out on the roads, you should not be out on the roads, and this is from after 8 p.m.
And, Nick, they've suspended all activity at jug handle kissing booths, correct?
Yeah, no more kissing.
You know, yeah.
Okay, that's I knew that I had heard something from the governor yesterday. So Hoboken then initiated their citywide
separately
curfew.
From the state,
okay.
Yes.
Got it. The Pennsylvania Department of Health is advising people with mild symptoms to self-quarantine. Those with severe symptoms are urged to get guidance from their doctor. If you don't have one, you can call the county health or state for instruction on a testing location. Walgreens has announced it's launched a pop-up testing sites for the public. Details are coming on Thursday about that. State and county health departments, as well as the city of Philadelphia, also working to do the same. In sports this morning,
ball sacks are yelling.
NASCAR announced last night that Dover International Speedway's NASCAR tripleheader weekend in early May has been postponed to a future date due to the coronavirus outbreak. NASCAR is currently postponing all race events through May 3rd. With NFL free agency right around the corner, the Eagles have made a roster move and have agreed to terms with defensive tackle Hassan Ridgeway on a one-year contract. He was on the injured reserve last season. The team also agreed to terms with Steelers nose tackle Javon Hargrave, signing him to a three-year, $39 million deal. In his 4 years in Pittsburgh, Hargrave had 14 and a half sacks. Due to the CDC recommending limited crowd size as the coronavirus pandemic spreads, the NFL will not hold the yearly draft as a public event. According to a statement, the league will go on with the draft as scheduled, but they will not be hosting any public events for fans in Vegas that week. And the Kentucky Derby has also officially been postponed. Instead of traditionally taking place on the first Saturday of May, which falls on the second this year, the Kentucky Derby will take place on September 5th, the first Saturday in September.
Wow.
The Kentucky Derby is the first leg of the Triple Crown, followed by the Preakness Stakes and Belmont Stakes. Those races are still currently scheduled to take place on May 16th and June 6th. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Welcome to Tuesday morning, everybody.
So, Preston, you're from Kentucky originally, right? Yes, right?
My family
is.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you think there's any chance what they will do just to get all three races out of the way is have the horses run that distance? Like,
just three times?
The Kentucky Derby,
in
into
one
the
shot.
Belmont. Yeah, into the whole deal.
Just all in one race. You could do that.
It'd be hellacious.
Yeah. They'd be a little bit tired after that, but it might work out. Tuesday it is, St. Patrick's Day. Welcome. It's going to be, obviously, a lower-key celebration today, and hopefully it's stocked up on the booze.
Congratulations to you, by the way. For many years, you've wanted to wear a particular jersey that you have on today.
I wore it today.
Yes. And that's a glass-half-full approach to today, I think.
I always, every year when we have some type of St. Patrick's Day event, I want to wear this awesome jersey that I've had for 20 some odd years, and I'm never able to do it because whenever we are doing something on this particular day, it's sponsored by a beer, and it's never the beer that the jersey that I own has on it. It's a Guinness
right.
Jersey. It is badass.
It's awesome.
I love this thing. It's loaded with just the coolest things. The back, it's a hockey jersey.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
the back, it's a number 17. It says March.
Come on!
The back of it. And it's got the Guinness logo on the front. It's got the little toucan bird.
You can literally only wear that today.
Yeah, right?
It's got the March date 17th. On the back of it.
And I never, yeah. ever get to wear it. And today I get to wear it because we're not doing anything. So, yay.
I completely forgot.
That it was St. Patrick's
yeah,
Day?
Oh, like me too. I have a St. Patrick's Day shirt. Just completely forgot.
Yeah, it's going to get a little overlooked like a lot of things.
Well, I'm wearing the gray.
Yeah,
the gray. I forgot. As I said before, since a lot of people are working from home today, there's no. The boss wouldn't see you if you started drinking at work. Technically, right?
Yeah. Tipped a couple back.
Yeah. Have a cocktail this morning. Why not? A little Jameson. A little
sure.
Guinness.
You're not going anywhere.
Guinness. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And you know, in fact, at 7 a.m. Isn't that usually the early morning? That's when the bar is open on an early drinking day.
Well, whenever we do a live bar show, we always open the bar at 7 a.m. As a matter of fact, Marissa posted a thing last night, just encouraging people.
Do a ceremonious cracking of your beverage at 7 a.m.
Why
and that,
not?
That can be coffee, too, if you want.
Whatever you want.
Irish coffee.
Irish coffee.
Yeah. All right. So, anyhow, guest-wise on the program, we will have comedian Brian Posehn join us, writer, comedian, actor, and he has got a new album. He's got a new comedy/metal album called Grandpa Metal. Which is available now. And actually, a lot of metal musicians are on it. So we're going to talk to Brian a little bit later this morning. Now, we do have business as usual with Tattoos Day. I don't know when you'll be able to schedule your tattoo, but you can win a $350 gift certificate to world-famous Philadelphia Eddie's Tattoo. It's easy. Text the word tattoo to 39333, and you'll get a Preston and Steve Show-themed tattoo down the road a little bit. From Philadelphia Eddie's at 621 South 4th Street in South Philly. You can get tattooed by the area's top artists like Emil DZ. You can see his work on Instagram at Emil, which is E-M-I-L, .DZ.tattoo or PhiladelphiaEddie'sTattoo.com. So we will be giving that away today.
Preston, they've worked out a way now. They put the tattoo needle on the end of a broom handle.
Oh,
so
right. Yeah. They're not actually... in proximity to you.
It's amazing.
All right, so I've got a load of entertainment stories, a lot of it cancellations, which is going to be kind of the theme over the next week or so. And we'll get to that as well as a stupid question, do some other giveaways. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Love MMR? Buy some gear. Check out the Rock Shop at WMMR.com. Snazzy.
It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for this summer season. From Lancaster brand meats to fresh cut fruits and vegetables, and even your favorite beer and wine. Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So we're going to ask a stupid question this morning, and we're going to give away a case of Sly Fox Pikeland pills for the correct answer. And apropos, we'll do a question that is about St. Patrick's Day that could get you some beer. So the question that I have, now we wear the color green for St. Patrick's Day, but St. Patrick was known... by what color? And it is not green. 215-263 WMMR. What was traditionally the color he was depicted in paintings and so forth? Let's see if you know the answer. 215-263 WMMR. Today is Thursday, March 17th. Birthdays on St. Patrick's Day include Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins.
St. Patrick's Day birthday.
Yeah.
Oh. Billy.
And Billy celebrates his 53rd birthday today. And oddly enough, a former bandmate of his does as well. She not only played bass for Smashing Pumpkins for a time, but also the band Hole, Melissa Ofdemar.
Oh, I like her.
Beautiful redhead last.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is 48 years old today.
Call her a lass.
A lass, I did.
Yes. I like
it. She's a redheaded lass. I always had a bit of a crush on her and had a chance to meet her at a Y100 festival. She was there to replace someone. There was somebody had canceled last second and she was available and came in and her band played. And she was really, really cool. She's a really nice person. So happy 48th birthday to Melissa Ofdemar. Rob Lowe's birthday is today as well.
Love Rob Lowe.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Funny guy. You know, I really appreciate his performance in, now that we're talking pandemics and all that stuff, the miniseries The Stand.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah, you know what? You lent that to me.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I've got it at home. Now would probably be a good time to watch that.
Yeah, because that stuff could never happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it hold up?
It does.
Okay.
It really, surprisingly, they went more hardcore than you would have expected a miniseries of that time to go.
I remember loving it when it came out. I just haven't seen it since.
Yeah. So he's 56, and they're remaking that, which I am really excited for.
With the Harlem Globetrotters.
Now they'll be,
Scooby-Doo?
Yep. They're all, well, I don't know if Scooby's going to be in it or not. But Meadowlark Lemon is playing Mother Abigail.
Honestly, so, that's really, when he puts on that wig, and says, isn't that rocking chair, Preston.
Yeah. So Rob Lowe's 56. Also, this is weird. All these connections. You mentioned The Stand. Gary Sinise.
There you go.
He was the male lead in that entire series.
Was he really?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
He plays a great everyman. That's his actual name, Every Man. No, it's a really well done series. In fact, now that you're at home with nothing to do, watch it.
Exactly.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
Lieutenant Dan is 65 years old today.
By the way, if you have Bubba Gump shrimp, how come there was never any Lieutenant Dan ice cream?
Yeah,
right.
That would have been perfect, right? Yeah.
Right.
There is the Lieutenant Dan band, which he is in. Kurt Russell, the actor.
Love him.
Is 69 years old today.
He's one of those guys that he transcends even his acting. He's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
And you just know, were we to get him in here for an interview, we'd be best friends.
Quentin Tarantino loves him. He put him in the last couple of movies.
Yeah, yep.
He doesn't take himself seriously, which is great. And I love his relationship with Goldie Hawn, that Santa Claus movie.
Yeah, Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles is really good.
One of our all-time favorite interviews, believe it or not, Patrick Duffy.
Yeah.
From Dallas. Celebrates his 71st birthday today. I forgot why that interview was so good, but I just
know why?
He loved it.
He's a guy who didn't take himself seriously. Yeah. He was making fun of his stuff, and I love that.
It's also Rob Kardashian's birthday
today. Oh, my God. Talk about another down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, he's... 33 today.
I'm wearing Kardashian socks right now, Preston.
Black China. And what was her baby's name? Oh. Remember, we talked about that at length. I can't even remember.
Formaldehyde.
Stormy.
No. Oh, Stormy?
No, that's Kylie's baby.
So
you got
Whiff
North.
Gryffindor?
Dream. West. Dream.
Dream. There you go. Oh, my God. Patty Boyd, ex-wife of both George Harrison and Eric Clapton. And she was the inspiration for the song Layla.
So at that point,
Clapton wrote.
So Clapton had the hots for her, but she was with George Harrison at the time.
And he and George were the best of friends.
How about that?
Really? Yeah.
That must be because Harrison knew, okay, enjoy.
And it didn't killed their relationship either, as far as those guys being as close as they were.
Is she hot? I don't even know what she looks like.
She's hot-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times in Preston, you'll remember, there would be these people, these women, and not to be disparaging, but they'd like, okay, what is it about?
Well, listen, you're talking about people, and at the height of their fame, who could have whomever, whenever they wanted to.
That's the context I meant today.
And so that I think that they look for a deeper level sometimes.
Yeah.
What
the hell is that about?
Yeah, what is that?
I remember me and my roommate in college both had the hots for the same girl, and it wasn't like, oh, I want to bang her. It was like, no, I want her to be my girlfriend.
I want to play chess with her.
And I was like, dude, I liked her first. You know what I mean? I was like, I got like a little bit mad. I was like, the only reason she's in the mix here is because I brought her into the mix.
How many movies and TV shows and episodes? That's one of the classic dynamics. You know, it's
Last American Virgin.
Absolutely.
She ends up with the dude.
With the dummy.
The stud dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, she chose me over him.
Right. Over the Last American Virgin.
Yeah.
She chose you over him?
She chose me over him.
Good for you.
And then she chose this other guy over him.
I made a terrible mistake. I thought you were the other guy.
Patty Boyd is 76 today. Mia Hamm, the soccer star.
Yes.
Is 48 years old today. And then the last birthday I saw is John Boyega from The Force Awakens and Jedi. Finn is
he's really good,
right?
Yeah,
the character's name. Yeah,
he's a good follow on Instagram too.
Is he?
Yeah.
There's a movie he's in. I think it's called Attack the Block. It's about an alien invasion. He's like basically a London street kid, and they repel, you know, in their own way, this invasion. It's really well done.
He's a huge Star Wars nerd on top of all of that. So you'll see him on set. And, you know, when he got to meet Harrison Ford for the first time, he posts videos like that. He's fun to follow.
He's 28 today. All right. We'll see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. What color is associated with St. Patrick? It is not green. 215-263-WMMR, the number. And I am going to go to, let's go to Sean. Hi, Sean. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Preston. How are you?
Good, Sean. So what color is associated with St. Patrick?
I'm going to say blue.
It is blue.
Blue? I thought it was maroon glacé.
Hang on a second. No, it's blue. He was depicted in paintings and so forth as wearing blue vestments. And in fact, one of the kings, it was King Henry VIII, actually, used the flag was actually blue with a gold harp at that time. So
listen, we have a sponsorship offer from Green.
You're right.
You're going to have to wear this now.
So Sean got it right, and Sean is going to get a case of Sly Fox Pikeland Pils, a classic Pilsner brew with German and Czech hops for a crisp, dry beer that pairs well with any springtime get-together. All Sly Fox tap rooms are open to provide beer and food to go, by the way. They want to make sure they get that word out. All right, let's get into some of the entertainment stuff. As you touched on earlier, Steve, Idris Elba, the latest A-lister to test positive for coronavirus. He shared the news in a tweet. Do we have the audio?
Yes, we do.
All right, Case, if you could bring that up.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. We can play that because he had like a, it's like 2 minute long statement, but I don't know.
It's on its way over in a second.
It is.
Here.
Okay. Yep. Well, anyhow, he had gotten tested after learning that he was exposed to someone who had tested positive. He noted that transparency is essential when it comes to this pandemic. And, yeah, he wasn't showing any symptoms or anything like that, but he knew that he had been in contact with somebody.
And he was sort of shocked. And so therein, going back to the original points you made earlier in the show, is that that's the issue, is that you could have it, not know it, and be infecting other people.
Yeah, exactly. So, and he grows a growing list of celebs like Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, Olga Kurylenko, who is, I believe, is a Bond girl.
She was in Quantum of Solace.
Correct, yep. And she was also in Oblivion.
She's really good.
With Tom Cruise, yeah.
She's a lovely young girl, Preston.
And Universal Music Chief Lucian Grange also. So here is the clip from Idris Elba.
This morning, I got some test results back for coronavirus, and it came back positive. Yeah, and it sucks. I'm doing okay. I didn't have any symptoms. I got tested because I realized I was exposed to someone who had also tested positive. This is serious, you know?
Yep. So he's quarantining himself and taking all the proper precautions.
Was his wife or girlfriend in the video there for, like, just moral support?
I think it's his daughter.
Oh, daughter. Okay.
He married his daughter. No, so she's exposed as well. She's not symptomatic. He had a cool, in his tweet, Preston, though, I didn't know they have fist bump emojis.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so also Australian journalist Richard Wilkins says that he has coronavirus just days after he met with Rita Wilson. She and Tom Hanks were in quarantine in a hospital in Queensland after being diagnosed. He said, I met Tom and Rita, I bet Tom and Rita feel bloody terrible, the editor said after he confirmed that he contacted COVID-19. He was told Sunday of his diagnosis. Hanks and Wilson shared their diagnosis publicly on Wednesday. Now, Wilkins' son, Christian Wilkins, a celebrity starring in the Australian version of Dancing with the Stars, is also being tested. He said, we are assuming this is from Rita, but it may not be. They've all said it could be anyone, anywhere, anytime, such is the prevalence of this thing. The ripple effect of this thing is enormous, and I pray to God that nobody else has gotten it from me.
Do you know what they say is currently the safest show on television? The Masked Singer.
I believe it.
Right?
Hanks and Wilson, meanwhile, have left the hospital, and doctors have determined that they are no longer contagious. So it has run its course with those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this, if anything, comes from the cancellations and all the things that are taking place because of coronavirus. This is pretty awesome. Universal Pictures announced yesterday that it is making some of its current film releases available to stream on demand starting this week.
And I'm going to be watching.
Among movies currently in theaters that will be available to rent starting Friday on demand services like Comcast, Sky, Apply, and Amazon will be The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma. It will cost $19.99 per film for 48 hours. DreamWorks Animation's Trolls World Tour will be on demand starting April 10th, the same day it's set to be released in North American theaters. Variety suggested Universal doing this could lead to changes from now on beyond the pandemic of letting people watch new movies at home earlier for a higher fee that would offset lost revenue from theaters. And Steve and I were talking this morning. I'm saying this is actually kind of a beta test for things like this.
So if you stop and think about what we were talking about earlier, Preston, yes, for this and for other things, for working from home, from you know, learning online, all of these things that have been there but haven't really been. And this thing has been floating in and out of entertainment news for a while. Is this a model that could work? So you take a movie, and they've actually, you know, they've sort of dabbled with it, like with The Irishman opening basically the same time on Netflix as it did in the theaters.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out.
Hey, so when you go to a movie at the movie theater, and let's say your movie ticket costs $12, how much of that movie ticket goes to the movie theater, and how much of that goes to the movie studio?
I'm not sure of the breakdown.
Yeah.
You know, but so if you charge, if you pay whatever you'd pay, you know, for this rental fee for 2 days or you know, I don't think you'd own it at that point.
No, it says you can only rent it for 48 hours.
Yeah. But still, that's, why not?
Because I even wonder if, like, you know, renting it for $20 is you know, listen, I'm all for it. I'm going to watch. I already saw The Invisible Man. I have no interest in Emma, but The Hunt. I wanted to go see that, so I will watch that this weekend.
So you go to the movie theater and you buy your ticket. You go see. You don't own it when you leave the theater.
If your
family sits down to watch it, you essentially paid the same price.
So the general breakdown for a Hollywood movie gives the movie theater 45% of every ticket sold, and the studio that created the movie 55%.
Okay. Yeah.
So what you don't want though is to wreck the movie theaters, because I still like to go to movie theaters.
No,
you know?
Yeah, the theaters are a wonderful part.
I would hope would not happen, obviously.
Well, yeah.
I still like going to the movie theater.
For movies that would have maybe less of a chance, you know, like your Emmas, for example, of being, you know, heavy hitters at the box office, this is an option.
Yeah, there are, for me, certain movies where I'm like, I don't have to see that in a theater. And then other ones where I'm like, dude, I don't want to see that for the first time on my couch. I want to see that in the movie
theater. The new Madea movie? Theater.
Theater.
Right?
No doubt.
Saturday Night Live is officially the latest TV show to be delayed. It was previously slated to return with new episodes March 28th. Halt the production indefinitely out of concern for safety of its cast and crew. And no new start date has been set, though the network said that it will decide when to resume production based on careful monitoring of the fast-developing situation. John Krasinski and singer Dua Lipa were set to be featured as host and musical guest, respectively. Quiet Place Part 2, the film Krasinski was supposed to promote, has also pushed its release because of the outbreak. Other TV staples impacted include late night talk shows that have suspended production through the end of March to start with. That's Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel Live. Daytime talk shows have nixed their live studio audiences for the sake of public health, including The View.
Does it say when what is the Quiet Place push to? Does it say?
Doesn't say. I did read it yesterday, but you know, I'm putting all those dates in flux.
Yeah,
right now.
I think that's probably the move.
Production.
Maybe they're thinking of like a Christmas release now.
Production on several scripted projects, including Stranger Things, Fargo, Grace and Frankie, and The Morning Show, have also temporarily stalled as the pandemic continues. The Met Gala will not be taking place
If you're looking for a bright spot.
In May of this year, organizer Anne Wintour announced yesterday.
Yeah, this might be Anna Wintour's way out, because hasn't she kind of said that she's over it?
She's not a fan.
Really?
Yeah, she's not a fan of what it's become. Too many commoners have made their way into
it. I'll bet. Yeah.
It's kind of like the Dîner en Blanc, you know?
Yes.
It used to be something cool, and now people from the Burbs are
now going. It's off Blanc now.
Wintour wrote in her latest Vogue editor's letter, due to the unavoidable and responsible decision by the Metropolitan Museum to close its doors, about time, and the opening night gala will be postponed to a later date. The Metropolitan Museum of Art has announced that its doors will be closed through April 4th, with events postponed or canceled through May 15th.
Yeah, was it last year or the year before where, oh gosh, who was it? Not Blac Chyna. Maybe Blac Chyna. Somebody was getting in a fight, throwing their shoes at people.
Nicki Minaj Cardi B.
And Cardi B, that's what it was.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But Anna Wintour's now is actually been, she's enamored of the new concept. Her new thing that she believes will replace the Met Gala is audience-less wrestling. That's the thing that she's really into now.
Okay.
And look for that to be the next big gala next year.
Yeah, I have that somewhere in here. Because there's loads of information about the WWE. Screw it. Hey, so here's a clip I meant to play yesterday and we didn't get to it, but this Arnold Schwarzenegger video of him with a donkey and a pony in his kitchen.
I love it.
Yes, urging people to, you know, be safe and to, you know.
Arnold's in his 70s.
Exercise their social distancing. This was Arnold with a donkey and a pony
in his kitchen. Yeah. Makes sense.
See, the important thing is that you stay at home.
The noise you hear is him feeding carrots in the background to these hoofed animals. You hear clunk, clunk. That's him chomping on the carrots.
And they're like miniatures, so they're right up on by the table.
There's a curfew now. Okay, no one is allowed out, especially someone that is like 72 years old. After you're 65, you're not allowed at the house anymore in California. So we stay home and we eat here. Right? Oh, yeah, that's yummy.
Yes, it's yummy. By the way, Whiskey the pony and Lulu the donkey, or who he's with.
I eat with Whiskey and there's Lulu. Lulu loves carrots. Whiskey loves carrots. I just had my little bit of vegan food. Oh, that was yummy, huh?
That was yummy.
He's turned into a cartoon character.
Oh my God, yes. What? Even more so than he ever was.
I don't understand why.
He's got time.
The last time I had time, I made love to my housekeeper.
That's right.
I'm not going to do these animals, though. That's disgusting.
Also, I mean, having farm animals sometimes can have tax benefits. Because you can sort of claim your land as a...
I wonder if that's the case.
Farm and agricultural and stuff like that. I remember John Runyon had like goats or something like that. Goats or llamas or something like that.
I have cats. Does that count?
No.
Do they eat grass?
You can milk cats. Can you milk me? I have a working cat farm.
Oh, see, that's what we do. We don't go out. We don't go to restaurants. We don't do anything like that anymore here. We just eat with Whiskey and with Lulu. We have a good time. You get entertained. Look at the beautiful smile she has.
Yeah, and it's so funny, Steve, because I know you do the parody impression of him, but it's not too far off. He's
the other thing, the Lulu and the carrots, and they see you coming onto the table and you touch them, and they have the wet noses that they feel weird to the touch.
Steve, it's almost like Niedermeyer and
he's going to put a carrot in my mouth and Lulu's getting jealous.
It's just
let me put one in my butt. you've got to see this. This is one for the record books.
They're adorable though. I've always at petting zoos as a kid, I remember when they'd have these. They're adorable.
It seems like Arnold has kind of softened a little bit, too. You know, he's just like a grandpa at this point, and he's sort of, he just seems like this cuddly older guy.
He's like in his competing days. Like I watched recently, the original Pumping Iron, and that was when he was in competition mode.
Yeah.
And his thing was psychological, and the way he just ties Lou Ferrigno up in mental knots and all this stuff. And that was his thing. But he was also like a very loyal friend. Like he brought so many of his buddies to the United States. You know, by the time he was actually got into bodybuilding, he actually had, or not, he was into bodybuilding all the time. But by the time his career started to take off here, he had already had a very successful business. Like he was a construction worker, and so it's interesting. His life. I'm curious if there'll ever be an Arnold Schwarzenegger biopic. I think it'd be an amazing movie.
I also want to play
Especially
another
with the horses.
Piece of audio. This is a lot of fun. Yesterday, Max Brooks, Mel Brooks' son, they created this video. It's really funny on obviously social distancing and why it's important. And it's great because Max is standing there, and he's in front of an office, like a window into somebody's office. Like, you know, here recently we have these glass walls.
Yeah.
Nobody has opaque walls anymore. They're
it's
glass
like a big
walls.
Habit trail.
You can see directly into them. Yeah. And he talks about his dad, and all of a sudden Mel comes, and he's standing on the other side of the glass. You never hear him. You can't see him. They're separated by this pane of glass as he tells this little story. So here we go.
Hi, I'm Max Brooks. I'm 47 years old. This is my dad, Mel Brooks.
And he comes walking up behind the glass, and he's just standing there gesturing.
He's 93. If I get the coronavirus, I'll probably be okay. But if I give it to him, he could give it to Carl Reiner, who could give it to Dick Van Dyke. And before I know it, I've wiped out a whole generation of comedic legends. When it comes to coronavirus, I have to think about who I can infect. And so should you.
It's great. It's great. There's a second part of it. Here we go.
Practice social distancing. Avoid crowds. Wash your hands. And if you've got the option to stay home, just stay home. Do your part. Don't be a spreader. Right, Dad?
That's it. Yeah.
I'm going.
Mel looks great, too.
Can you believe that?
He's still as spry as can be. He's in his 90s.
For his age, he looks phenomenal.
I love that man.
I didn't know this until yesterday, but Max Brooks wrote the book World War Z.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes, that's him. That's his series.
Yeah, he's pretty much an expert on pandemics and also fictionalizing it and turning it into zombie apocalypses. But he's a really good writer, and so he's been out promoting a book over the last few months, and it's come at a good time for him promotionally.
I wonder if he is working, because they are supposedly working on a sequel to World War Z.
I was just telling Steve yesterday over the weekend, it was just on, and I watched it, and people are looking for things to watch right now, but Young Frankenstein was on. My God, is that funny. It is so funny. I loved it. All right, you know what? We should move on. I have other stories, but we're going to have to save them for another time.
Oh, man.
I know. We got no sad, bro. We got close.
No sad, bro. St. Patrick's Day.
No sad, bro.
Yeah,
no
sad, bro.
Wait a minute. We're...
Mystery Clips!
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're Mystery Clips.
All right, so you know the rule. You raise your hand if you think you know who it is.
Correct. Here's the first clip.
We wanted to be able to taste a little of the early days, a little of the middle, a little of toward the end, and then a little of right now, so that we really could have a composite of different styles of gameplay, and we have it.
Wow.
Gameplay.
Oh, I have a guess.
Okay, all right, Nick has a guess.
Jeff Probst?
Yay!
Hey! That didn't sound like Jeff.
No,
interesting. Jeff, obviously, talking about Survivor, they put that on hold.
And Marissa,
Marissa's got the official information.
Season 40 of Survivor?
Yeah, it's been around for 40 years.
Jesus no, Christ. Not 40 years.
Yeah.
They cranked a couple seasons a year.
The 40th season? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 8 on CBS.
And by the way, did you guys see that there's a Big Brother in Germany that all the contestants have no idea what's going on in the world right now, and they broke broke the news to them live?
Right. Oh,
I'm
going to
recommend that there's a great miniseries from the BBC. I believe it's called Dead Set.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes the premise, what if, this is it, this is the real, this is what you're saying is exactly that. A zombie apocalypse takes place. They're in their Big Brother setting, unaware that this is going on outside.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's right, next wild. Mystery clip. Here we go. Rip. Here we go.
I think we're hitting our stride with this season, and I would attribute a lot of that to the fact that we're actually friends, and we do hang out in the off season, in the fall, winter, spring, and I think that really helps, you know, continue our bond that we create over the summertime.
I will pleasure myself live on Instagram if anybody gets this one right.
Wow.
That's good incentive, man. All right, so play it again. Play it again.
Cannoli, yes.
Play it again. I think we're hitting our stride with this season, and I would attribute a lot of that to the fact that we're actually friends, and we do hang out in the off season, in the fall, winter, spring. And I think that really helps, you know, continue our bond that we create over the summertime.
America Ferrara from Superstore?
No, and I will actually, Preston, you looked. I'll even give you the last name, Hubbard.
I have no idea who that is. I just saw the name.
L. Ron.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Close.
LRH. No, it's Lindsay Hubbard. I don't know.
And what show?
Marissa?
There was a clue in there when she said spring, fall, winter. She is from Bravo's Summer House, which airs tomorrow again on Bravo.
You really wanted to see Casey pleasure himself.
I'm good with that. I'm actually glad no one got that.
I got a little scared after I said that.
I'm going to mention this because it's a pet peeve of mine, and it's some girls say the word this way. It's the way they pronounce the word and as and.
Yeah.
And. I can't unhear it.
I think we're hitting our stride with this season. And.
And. Oh, it drives me crazy. All right, anyhow, those are the clips. That's the entertainment report. Everybody's happy. Good
yes,
to go.
Yes, yes. A St. Patrick's Day, a special St. Patrick's Day edition.
It was?
Yeah, we'll just call it that.
All right, well, listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with something. We have a really dumb idea that we're going to try to make into something, and we're going to need your help, and it has to do with the lack of sports in the world right now.
Yes,
and
we
tell
can
us,
fix it.
You tell them we can? You tell us if you think this is an idea or not. Well, we know it's an idea. If this is a good idea or not. Is this an idea? So we'll take a break and we'll come back with that and more. Casey's on the ground. Okay?
Wow.
He's on all fours.
Yes, it's an idea.
I think he's pleasuring himself anyway. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. I didn't see that on your face.
The Preston and Steve Show podcast, 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
So I have a sheet of information here before me. These are all the sports that have been pushed back or canceled, and it's everything from the Kentucky Derby to the things you already know about, like you know, basketball, NFL, NFL is not going to hold the draft, no public event. They're going to hold the draft, but they're not going to do a public draft.
Yeah, right, exactly.
NHL has pushed back the timeline for its return. Huh. NASCAR has suspended the season until May. UFC is postponing the next three events.
Cricket.
There's a lot of stuff. Well, maybe. I don't know, Steve. It might quite literally be those sports that we're not familiar with. However, WrestleMania will go forward without fans.
Without fans.
They're moving it to a different venue. So there is a serious lack of entertainment for the sports fan right now.
It's true.
And God only knows what sports reporters and, you know, like our sister station, The Fanatic, or ESPN.
Their program director, Eric, came down and said, can we borrow some records?
Yeah.
I had a
really dumb idea yesterday that I think we should try out. And you know what else is not happening? Sports betting is not happening, too. So we might have a temporary one-day fix for that. And I had a dumb idea of a way that maybe we can have a minor bit of sports entertainment tomorrow morning live on our radio program.
Just to get a taste. Because honestly, as we've said before, this will pass. But you need something to tide you over, right?
Yeah, just for now. Why not? There's nothing else going on. I mean, usually there's only, what, like one day a year where there's no professional sports
there's
going on?
There's one day a year, and that is, like, I think the day after the MLB All-Star Game.
Yeah. All right.
Is the day where there's no sports.
So we've already had a few days with no sports. Mm-hmm. And so Steve came up with the name. I came up with the idea. And so for tomorrow morning, we're going to try this out and see how it goes. Because we worked out technologically, we will be able to do this both audio and visually. Technically.
Hypothetically, we can technically
yes.
do this possibly.
So we're going to try March Sadness tomorrow morning on the program. And the reason we have chosen the game of basketball is because of the prominence of basketball hoops
all over the place,
but many people have them right in their driveway.
Yeah. And that's really where they're saying, obviously, for social distancing, you can stay on your yard or your driveway.
Course.
Yeah, it's like you can't go outside. Of course you can. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a majority of people have a basketball hoop in their driveway, but a lot of people, way more people that have, let's say, I don't know, like a field goal post in their backyard
or a bazooka.
Yeah,
exactly. And this is something you're going to have to be able to do on your own, because we are going to link people up in different parts. We might even go county against county. We'll have to see how that goes tomorrow morning.
Honestly, and this may catch on, you know, and before you know it, there's Vegas odds makers are getting involved.
So, and that's what we're going to encourage, because we're going to have a way for this to be on the air, like I said, in an audio sense, but also visually. We're going to try to go to two different locations. We don't even have to be there via your phone these days. So here are the requirements.
We don't want to be near you.
Here are the requirements. You need to have a basketball hoop. You need to have an iPhone. We're going to do FaceTime.
Sorry.
And you need somebody to hold that phone while you actually shoot hoops. And we're either going to play horse, or we're going to go one for one on free throws, and we're going to have two people compete against each other. They may be in like I said, warring counties, and we will encourage you to watch it via our Preston and Steve Facebook page as we take this live tomorrow morning, and we encourage you to bet on it as well. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Wager with your friends.
That's something they've always encouraged us to do in radio, which is to set up alternate gambling routes
for people. Absolutely, and that's all on you. We're not the middleman.
We have nothing to do with it.
We're
it's all your
fault. We're not the bookies. We're not the bookies here. You set this up as a friendly competition amongst your family and friends. But you need, like I said, basketball hoop, a basketball, FaceTime, and somebody at home to hold the camera. We're going to do it tomorrow morning. So what you need to do is Marissa has set up a form at PrestonandSteve.com.
Look at Marissa. How good is Marissa?
So you can fill this out right now, and it's called March Sadness. And if we get enough contestants to try it out tomorrow, we'll do it. It doesn't mean that we'll absolutely positively go to you to do it, because the first ones are going to be our trial. We'll see if it even works.
That's when we realize what a desperate mistake we've made.
But Nick Murphy, our video guy, our video guru, says that he can do it. He can patch all this stuff through, and he will be able to show it on Facebook Live. We will be able to see it here. For those who can't see it, we will describe it to you, not unlike many sporting events are held on radio. We carry the Flyers games from time to time on MMR. It can be done, so we can have it for radio. We'll handle the color and play-by-play.
All the nail-biting action.
And this is what it's come to. This is where sports are in America right now.
Yesterday, I was watching YouTube videos of the 2004 Philadelphia Flyers because they did well in the playoffs that year. And I found it satisfying for a moment.
Yeah,
again,
for a moment.
We know we're going to get through this, you know. We're going to get through this, and it will pass. Now, if we get through this, and we, Preston, you're the president of the new hot sport in the country, wouldn't be so bad.
It wouldn't be bad at all.
Nick, you had, I think you had mentioned a video. There was a marble race on a beach,
yes.
And I ended up watching that.
Yeah.
And I think maybe I'm so starved for this. I was like, oh, my God, this blue one is kicking everybody's ass. It was marble.
It's really
was a marble that was rolling. I was like, oh, my God, it's losing now. It was winning this whole time. And I was getting into it. And then my son's like, what are you watching? I'm like, dude, get over here and watch this. And then I rewound the video. It was a 2-minute marble race on a beach that I was just enthralled by.
So what you're saying is there's never been a better time for our contest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
So now's the time to do it. So we're going to try this tomorrow morning. We'll gauge the interest, and you can go to PrestonandSteve.com right now, and you can get signed up. Yes, Casey?
Dude, I wasn't really motioning to have the mic, Brother Preston. Back to you, bro.
Oh, no, you went like this, like, you got to see this. Okay, so this is the marble race. We're looking
at
the video.
It is actually pretty cool. So they dug a trench in the sand at the beach.
I love it.
And there's this, in fact, it's a fairly elaborate course. Yeah.
There are several, and they last a really long time. And believe it or not, there are twists and turns in the race itself. You get invested in Blue Ocean, for example, which is one of the colors. And then you think that it's going to win, but then another one, Green, for example, comes up and takes it from behind. So
oh my God.
It's unbelievable.
This is actually compelling.
It is.
Right?
Yeah. And there are several of these videos out there.
I'm actually looking to see like how one gets ahead of the other.
I watched three of them last week.
Well, you can actually. There are straightaways.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. And so there are alternate routes that the marble can take to get ahead of other marbles.
That's great.
I wonder, do they test for doping, or is that even a thing?
Not yet.
All right.
No, it's a nascent sport.
It would be soaping, I guess, maybe. You know, it's like, oh, wait, this one's lubricated.
Right. Very interesting. How long have the videos like this been out, Nick?
I started watching them last week, mostly because of a lack of anything else to watch on, you know, in the sporting world. The marble racing world is blowing up.
Yeah. What I really need to see is the course, like a wide shot, a wide angle of what the course actually looks like.
Right.
Because I don't know. Like, how much of an incline or decline, should I say, do you need in order to get something like this
going?
All
right. Well, that's all the rage, but we're going to try our hand at March Sadness. Let's see if you can participate. So all we need is a hoop, a ball, and FaceTime, and somebody at home to hold the camera for you. And and what you'll win will be our undying love on the Preston and Steve Show.
Bragging,
I don't know. We'll see if we can find some prizes.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, maybe some toilet paper. Wouldn't that be nice? Listen, another thing would be nice to give away is booze, because it's kind of, as you know, the state stores, the liquor and wine stores, closed, is it today or yesterday?
Last night.
Last night, yeah. So it led us to a brief discussion, and today being St. Patrick's Day, I assessed my liquor cabinet. I'm good to go for a while.
Okay.
I didn't go and
you
stock
thought
up.
Ahead.
Yeah, I'm good to go for a while.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really freaked out about running out of alcohol. So I went to the wine store yesterday because they're closing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, but what if this goes on a long time?
It goes on for a long time.
Yeah. I'm like, I just got one case.
One case of wine.
Well, that's
oh
only
my God.
12 bottles.
It's 12 bottles. Yeah. And I was like, well,
what is that? That's 12 days or 6 days of wine?
No, that's 6 days.
That's
sorry. By the way, it's 9 p.m. tonight. I was wrong. It's not last night. 9 p.m. Tuesday.
All right.
So it is today. Okay. Yeah. I have what I call a bourbon vault. So I've got lots and lots of bourbon. And you don't have to drink a lot of it to get a nice kick out of it. And I got several. Rochelle quit drinking like over maybe 2 years ago.
Oh,
and
so extra wine,
I got loads
it.
Of wine. If you're in a pinch,
I can come over.
Although I have in the back of my mind, Kathy, I've gone, well, if it comes down to it, I'll start
I'll drink
drinking wine.
Wine
if I have to.
Well,
don't
be so quick to offer it to me.
My wife is a wine drinker and she's got.
What did she do?
We've got a lot. We've got enough.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's, she loves to have wine in the evening. So we're backlogged. However, let me ask you a quick question. But state stores, but act like supermarkets that have it.
So they sent out a press. The state store sent out a press release yesterday. And one thing that I didn't know is they're actually shutting down their online store as well. So you're not going to be able to purchase online. And what I understand is that they will still supply alcohol to places like Wegmans and Target and places like that. But the like bars and restaurants, which are now being allowed to do takeout, I think once their supply is gone, then that's it.
So you'll still be able to get your hands on some booze, but it led to this question, and I would like to have the audience assess and see what they would do, because I did a mental assessment, and what, let's say you depleted everything, Kathy. You come down, what is the thing you save for last? And not because it's your favorite. Just because it's the last thing you would ever drink in your liquor cabinet. It's just like everybody's gotten that bottle from somebody. You didn't buy it. It was given to you. And you put it up in the cabinet and it sits there for years because you just don't want to drink it.
I mean, for me, it would be any brown liquor.
Any brown liquor?
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be the last to go for me.
So I have, and I don't know where we got this, but I've got a bottle of absinthe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, man. That's what Dracula drinks.
Yeah. I wonder if you and I got that at the same time, because I had absinthe.
And I'm like, I'm never, ever, this stuff doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
It's not hallucinogenic like they used to say it is. And
that's what Dracula
says.
It's a
little weird.
But I'm like, I'm never going to drink that.
It's
remember
harsh.
The other thing that came to mind, I don't have this anymore, but for some reason, I eventually just threw it away. We had a bottle of slow gin.
Oh, my God.
You ever had slow gin?
Yeah. What is
a slow gin fizz, right?
Yeah. It's this kind of liqueur that, I don't
know. Would you like some slow gin?
Well, slow is spelled S-L-O, by the
way. Oh,
okay. So I'm like, I will never, ever find a use for
it. All right, what's the alcohol content in a slow gin?
I don't remember, yeah.
All right, so I got a couple of different philosophies here. So I'm good here because I don't drink. So,
yes,
this isn't an issue for me.
Though I do see stuff case in that we have.
Yeah.
That like, what is that?
Yeah, but I would say, like, I would probably approach this the same way I approach a meal, which is I want my last bite of meal. I want my last bite of my meal to be the best bite, so I kind of save that. So if I had a bottle of wine and a bottle of, let's say, absinthe or brown liquor for you, Kathy, I'd probably go through that bottle of brown liquor first and then have that last bottle
of
wine.
Yeah, but I wanted to do a different discussion. This is what is the last thing, just because you don't like it,
yeah,
that you would save.
For example,
it would be, you'd be desperate to eventually drink that.
The equivalent would be, so you've cleaned, what is the last, you know, last thing would you eat the baking soda in your refrigerator? So
yeah,
so think of it. What is the baking soda of your liquor collection?
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have a 40 of Oldie.
Do you really?
Yes. Somebody
desperate
came.
Desperate times, Kev.
Were you dating Billy D?
Somebody came over and brought it as a joke. A college friend brought it as a joke, and it's sits in the liquor cabinet. I didn't throw it away, so I guess that.
Does it go bad, though?
That would have to be last.
It can't go good, Casey, ever. It's not like you don't keep it around for it to mature well. Yeah. There's a local distillery that brought us some booze a couple of years ago, and I enjoyed their regular vodka, but they also made a beet vodka and a
Nick,
carrot.
I have one.
A beet vodka and a carrot vodka. I don't know if you guys tried them.
No.
The regular vodka that they made was fantastic. The fruit or vegetable-infused vodkas that they made were revolting. However...
Those are for special cocktails.
You still have them? I still have them.
Right.
So in case of emergency, I'm going beet
vodka.
Remember
when you brought in all that liquor before that you were like, I'm never going to touch this?
When
it was
I
like
moved.
Banana liquor. And
yeah, that was when I moved out of my apartment into my house.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't even drink any banana liquor.
Banana liquor is good for like mixers and stuff.
Nick, I have their cranberry vodka still in my basement.
Marissa?
I recommend all three of those in a Bloody Mary, by the way.
Oh,
you wouldn't taste it.
All right.
I assessed my liquor cabinet last night, and thank you for this conversation, because I found a cherry liqueur that I had bought when I went to Greece 4 years ago.
Okay.
And it's like a delicacy over there. You put it in this chocolate shot glass. You pour it in. I still had the chocolate shot glass as well, too, in just like a paper bag.
Okay.
Now, you're really taking care of it.
You drink it and eat it?
Yes. So I threw out the chocolate shot glass. I don't know about the cherry liqueur and how good that saves. So there's that. And then there is a bottle in my fridge of champagne from Xfinity Live's New Year's Day Party 2013.
Okay.
I can't imagine it's anything better than like a bottle of Andre.
Well, a quick question.
On top of it, because it was a promo that they sent to the station.
Quick question to a neophyte here on this. Does champagne age the way wine does?
It can.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the quality of the champagne. You know,
this is probably not top quality.
The bottle Marissa has, no.
I don't think it's technically champagne.
Although I got some great champagne when your wife stopped drinking, Preston.
Oh, really?
Yes, you brought it in. I was like, I'll take that.
Very good. Let me go to Steve. Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Hey, Dave. All right. So Dave, if it came to it, desperate times, and what's the very last thing you would save just because? You know,
vermouth.
No,
yeah.
You know, I don't even see what the point of vermouth.
What is vermouth?
Awful.
I've always had the impression that it's something you add with something else.
That's what I thought.
Right.
Does it
have liquor
to a
in
martini?
It? Okay. Does it have liquor in it?
It does, and you can use it for cooking as well.
It's
I have
so
used
gross.
It.
Can you drink that. It by itself?
I guess. Yeah, I used to drink sweet vermouth on the rocks with a twist, and I would always drink to World Peace.
Oh, my God, that's my favorite drink.
Hey, happy St. Patty's Day, guys.
Thanks, man. Same to you. Yeah, it's from Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Rome when
the sun sets.
Hits the buildings just right.
Say a prayer.
Let me go to Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? What's up, Patrick?
Hey, I have a bottle of Rumpelmintz. It's Pepernot Schnapps.
Yeah. Did you get that in college?
I got that 10 years ago when I first turned 21.
There you go.
Rumpelmintz?
Oh, yeah. It was a go-to shot.
So I assume that's a cheap alcohol, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's just the peppermint flavor is so strong. Yes,
it's actually making me gag a little bit.
So, Patrick, that is your... apocalyptic go-to once everything else is expended.
Well, not only is it gross tasting, but I opened it like once five Christmases ago.
You held on to it.
Get rid of it, man.
Okay.
Sugar ring.
Oh, it's sugar rings? That's funny.
Yeah, like milk gets that crusty top on it.
Yep. Yeah. Cointreau does the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, Rumpelmintz and Goldschlager.
Oh, my God, Goldschlager.
Yeah,
ew.
Right?
I drank a bottle of Goldschlager.
Did you?
We drove to Key West for a spring break, and I started it in Collegeville, and I finished it by Maryland. Let me tell you, I was a pleasure to be with them in that band.
Yeah, Steve, there are some alcohols. We were talking this morning about Guinness. Like, you could have a sip of Guinness. You could probably enjoy a Guinness. But,
I did, yeah.
But a Rumpelmintz, you would absolutely hate. It would destroy your insides. If you talk about alcohol giving you acid reflux, Rumpelmintz would be one of those
ones. Oh, my God.
Yeah, let me go to Mario. Hey, Mario, good morning.
Hey, big man, Guatemala nipples.
Getting sucked on by all sorts of pimples.
What's up, Mario?
That's what I'm talking about.
What's the last thing, just because you'd have to be desperate to drink it, in your liquor cabinet?
Let me tell you what. I hate the taste of it.
Sambuca.
Oh, some people love that. I hate it.
I love it.
I got to be honest with you guys, man. I grew up, my dad hated black licorice, but he always bought it because it was the only thing that we never ate as kids. So he always made sure he had something. So that was the booze that he kept around.
Just
because
he knew you guys wouldn't get into it?
Exactly.
That's a smart move, though. So Sambuca is the one that tastes the most like licorice?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I hate licorice.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, black licorice, right?
Yep.
That's for sure.
That's what people put in, coffee sometimes, right?
No, or they'll you can pour a Zambuca on the rocks and add coffee beans to it. So, like, sometimes if you close down an Italian restaurant, they will they'll bring out a glass of ice, pour some Zambuca on the top, and put a couple of coffee beans in.
Eric Lindros used to love Zambuca.
Yeah, I love it, too.
I remember that because Marilyn wanted to buy a bottle of it for him.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I usually have a bottle in my fridge. You know? Yeah, I keep it cold. And yeah, for me, so that's not the last one I would have.
Nick, you were going to say something about vermouth a moment ago?
No, I was going to say about...
Eric Lindros?
Eric Lindros and how much I love the guy.
I never thought Eric Lindros would be calling my phone. Now I know what to get him when he comes.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, no, I know what I was going to ask. Preston, I think you have a love-hate relationship with tequila. Where is that relationship now?
It's, I love it in margaritas.
It's complicated.
in margaritas. But I haven't learned to appreciate the alcohol straight.
Okay.
I don't hate it. And it's so funny because we're talking about this today. Yesterday, my son was asking me about a drink he had heard of called a cement mixer. And I'm like, I remember cement mixers.
What is that?
I took him down. It kind of congeals and it's got a weird consistency to it. Whatever the ingredients are that you mix, it makes it thick. And so I was like, son, there was a time in my 20s where shots were all the rage. And what was really big at that time was kamikazes.
Yes.
Purple Hooters.
Yes.
Wait, what's a Purple Hooter? I don't remember that.
Purple Hooter was Chambord.
When your bra's too tight.
Chambord, which is purple.
Okay.
And I don't remember if it was vodka or something along the lines.
Lemon drops.
I started running to, lemon drops, sex on the beach. Fuzzy navels. Yeah.
What was the shot that Stoko and Lime? That was the
Stoko
was
and Lime.
Oh, yep. God, yep.
Yeah. So shots. These are mostly shots. You're talking about.
And now the idea of shots is just silly to me. Now it's cocktails.
Yeah.
You like to actually taste it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of bam. Woo! That was great, man.
Yeah.
Let's do another one. But we would make. Pitchers of these things, like pitchers of kamikazes and just shot after shot after shot.
Steve, when you combine the two ingredients in the cement mixer, it would literally congeal. So it would get like thick and it would make you puke.
It curdles. Really? Because it's a citrus and like a milky.
Right.
Drink. Oh, is it God. Baileys?
It's Baileys and lemon juice and lime juice.
Okay.
And I don't know why you would want to drink anything that where the word curdle is a part of the appeal.
Right. Let me ask you, cream de menthe, what is that?
It's a liqueur, and it tastes like scope, mouthwash.
So that's used. My mother always used to drink grasshoppers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's in it.
So grasshoppers. Is that with
pink ladies.
Milk or something like that?
I don't remember what was in a grasshopper. But cream de menthe is a really, really strong flavor to it. Let me go to Tyler. Hey, Tyler, good morning. All right, so liquor stores closing. We're still going to be able to get booze here and there, but in your cabinet, what's the last thing you're desperate? You've depleted everything. What are you going to save until the very end?
There's this bottle of grapefruit vodka. That existed probably 4 years before my wedding day. It made its way to my wedding. No one touched it.
There you go. So it's there. And you can't bring yourself to get rid of it?
No, it's just with the leftover liquor from my wedding, bottles of wine that have slowly been depleted.
Yeah. So, but Tyler, are you holding it on? Are you holding on to it for nostalgic reasons? Or are you holding on to it for what if reasons?
I'm honestly not sure. It's just one of those things where it's
I'm the same way. Yeah, I've got stuff in there. I'm like, why do I even have this?
Yeah,
I'll tell you why. I keep it just in case someone comes over and
wants it.
They like, but like for me, brown, like anything that's brown, other people would drink that. You know what I mean? So I'll keep it, and I don't really have hard liquor in my house, not too much of it. So if somebody comes over and like, hey, I want you know, rum and coke or something like that. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. I might have that.
How often does that happen?
I'm not a vodka drinker, but I keep the cabinet stocked in case you're having friends over or something like that. And, you know, somebody wants a vodka and cranberry or whatever.
What I'm guilty of is I'll go to a party sometimes and they'll have these amazing mixed drinks. And I'll think, I will make those mixed drinks and I'll buy the ingredients for those mixed drinks. And then I buy the ingredients for the mixed drinks and I never get around to making the mixed drinks.
Okay, so I have a bottle. I've gotten a book of cocktails. I'm like, this one sounds good.
Yeah.
So I went and invested in a liqueur. It's like a ginger flavored liqueur.
Yeah,
it's a really cool bottle.
Yeah,
but I used it one time.
Right,
and I've never, and that was years ago. So that would be saved to the very end as well.
Who wants a Rob Roy or whatever?
Yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a mixologist. So let me go to Brian. Hey, Brian. Good morning.
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, buddy. Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it. So what's the last thing? Desperate measures in your liquor cabinet.
I got a bottle of Canadian Club whiskey that was in my house when I purchased it 2 years ago. That was, no, it gets better. It was owned by a guy who died 25 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
This bottle is almost 30 years old. We got into it, half of it anyway, about 2 years ago at New Year's Eve party, and everybody got sick.
Wow.
So we got so messed up that we were just like, let's just put it back on the shelf and we'll save it for later.
Okay.
Wow. Nice. Wow.
It tasted like diesel fuel.
And so everybody, because Canadian Club, I mean, it's, you know, it's a standard. You see that regularly in bars. They use it as a well drink, but it's but just because it's so old. You think it's so old that's why everybody got sick?
Yeah, probably. They got little floaties in the bottom of it.
Yeah. Floaties. Nasty.
Floaties.
Thanks, Brian. All right, I thought of another thing. So my wife's grandfather passed away several years ago, and he would always have at us. She would get him this every year for Christmas or his birthday or whatever. She would get him a bottle of Yukon Jack. And he would just sip at it through the year. That's it. Just a tiny bit. He wasn't a big drinker, but just, he would just sip at it through the year. Now, Yukon Jack, Steve, is a liquor that you can light on fire.
Really?
It's over, what does it need to be, over 120 proof or 150 proof or something like that? For you to be able to light it on fire. And so we have that. She bought it and held on to it as in memory of him.
Wow.
And it's on the
and it's
the
sitting there.
Top shelf. It's not even in our liquor cabinets, in another part of the kitchen.
So it says
that would probably be the last one that I would go to.
We have a picture of a bottle up in the studio. It says 100 proof.
Yeah, I think the one we have is stronger than that. It might be because you can light 151 on fire. Maybe it has to be over 150 proof.
I mean, come on.
What's your standard bourbon?
Yes.
What is that, like 80? 90?
It's in that range. Cask proof, I think, is over 100. But I've got like Booker's. That's like 130. I mean, it's
so oof. How much of a drink to get you noticeably lit?
Oh, one cocktail and I got a buzz.
Yeah, okay,
absolutely. Yeah. But lit like. it depends. It depends on how much time you spend drinking that, and I'm usually good. I think Kathy laughed at me before. I'm usually good a cocktail or a beer about a half hour. It takes me to go through one, and I feel comfy. And but if you keep feeling comfy, and every half hour, then you can go through some pretty quick, and you're next thing you know, you're hammered.
Kathy, you do about two bottles of wine a night, right?
No.
How long for you to put away a bottle?
Oh, I'll be hungover and not feel good if I drink a whole bottle of wine myself. I mean, typically you'd like to share it with somebody you can like sit around and chat. But I mean, listen, as much as I joke about it, I probably would have like two glasses of wine. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to wrap this night up.
All right. Okay.
Two glasses are nice, comfy.
Yeah.
You buy boxes of wine, Kat?
Feeling good?
You know what? I don't know. I have had boxes of wine that I like, but I don't know which ones are the good ones. Like, I don't know enough about them as to which ones to buy.
They're great for parties.
I'm going to go to Brian D. Yo, Brian, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, morning. I would say the worst one I ever had in my life way back in the day was Mad Dog 2020.
God,
yeah.
Do you currently have that?
Yes, I do. And it's because my son brought it into my house and I curse him every day.
So it's sitting there. It's like the devil. It's tempting you, but you refuse to go anywhere near it.
Oh, exactly. Oh, it's horrible.
It's like, it's the thing you would keep in the old case. Steve, it says break glass, you know,
right.
An emergency break glass. But other than that, you're not going to touch it.
It's funny, too, because I think, and I notice it with our things, and obviously I don't drink, my wife does, but you start to accrue things that people bring to you that they think you might like.
Yeah. Right. So Mad Dog was like a drink that you drank early on in your drinking days because it tasted good.
It was sweet, it's cheap, yeah. And it's high in alcohol content.
So my buddy Jeff, who I've known for almost my whole entire life, he was always under control. Always.
Right.
When I can count on two fingers the amount of times he's ever like had way too much to drink. And one time was at college and he drank the strawberry kiwi or whatever, Mad Dog, and he barfed it all over my room.
Wow.
It was like neon pink all over my room. And that was, I think he was like 17 at the time. But yeah, so that stuff, don't drink an entire bottle.
Yeah,
of that.
that's in my top five of regrettable nights was a Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Everclear was the other one. That was number one. Yeah. That was the Pickle-Loaf night.
Don't they say the side effects of Pickle-Loaf? That was the night. Oh my God,
it was Everclear.
Yeah.
I mean, we were lighting it on fire, and you know. And drinking it.
We had juice machines in college that normally would have, you know, the bug juice in them, the Kool-Aid or whatever. And one party we did Mad Dog in the juice machines and thought that was a good idea. And, yeah, that was the regrettable night where half the people at the party blacked out.
Did you guys have Purple Passion back in the day?
We did, yeah. Okay.
Which was Everclear.
Yes. Yeah. But we did a lot of the Purple Hooters. That was a fun memory.
Yeah.
Glad you brought that up.
Yeah, that was all the rage. Let me go to Jenna. Hey, Jenna, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, so... Thank you. So, desperate times. They say they stopped selling booze. You've dwindled all of your cabinet except one bottle. What's the last one?
Yeah. So I lived in Italy a couple years ago for grad school, and there was this liquor that everyone loves, and it's called Sinar. It has a picture of a beautiful artichoke on it. I love artichokes, so I thought, oh, that has to be great.
I like artichokes.
I don't know why I didn't think an artichoke is a vegetable that is kind of bitter. Mm-hmm. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
So why are you holding on to it?
Because it's a pretty bottle.
It's a pretty bottle.
It has an artichoke.
Sometimes the bottle will.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Jenna, what was it called again?
Sinar. So it's C-Y-N-A-R.
Yeah, you can buy it in the States. I just looked it up. It's
not that pretty of a bottle.
No.
Well, maybe it's better in Italy.
Yeah.
It's only $26 at Arlington Wine.
All right, thank you.
What is the, ouzo? That's the Greek.
That's powerful.
That stuff is disgusting. My sister-in-law is Greek. They serve it at almost every family function. Oh, dear God. And, like, they look at you as if, like, if you don't take it and sip it, like, what's wrong with you? Like, I've been eyed down by her family members until I take a sip.
I did a couple of shots of that on my 21st birthday. My buddy's Greek, and I had a party at my house, and... they sat me down at my dining room table and just fed me shot after shot, and I believe I did two shots of ouzo. It kind of it's kind of like Sambuca, isn't it?
It's
powerful.
Awful.
I know that.
Know.
I'm going to go to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Good morning.
Hey guys, sorry to bother you at work.
Nah, okay. It's all good. So what's up?
There was a time when there was tons of vodka being infused with this, that, and the other thing.
Yes, there was a big boom of infused vodkas.
So I decided after Halloween to take my children Reese's peanut butter cups and infuse it into my vodka. And I don't know if you've ever seen a peanut butter cup congeal and change form and look like baby poo,
but that's
what it looks like at the bottom of a bottle of vodka when you use it.
And you still have this bottle?
Yes, because I spent the time on it.
Reese's Pieces infused vodka.
Wow. Apparently you're not alone.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, peanut butter cups, okay.
So it looks more like poo than you would think with those bright little pieces.
That's amazing.
Of
did you see it like on Pinterest or something like that? Like, what prompted you to do this in the first place?
Well, I had done we do a Cinco de Mayo party where we have a booze luge, and I'm like, we did the Starburst and that actually came out pretty colors, and everyone loved it. And then Swedish Fish, and I'm like, well, it's Halloween, and they have tons of candy because I have three kids, pounds and pounds. I'm like, you know what tastes great together is peanut butter and chocolate. Why wouldn't it taste good in vodka?
So what's in a chocolatini?
I don't know how you make them. I mean, there's chocolate infused vodkas that have they're not brown, but they have a flavor in them.
All right.
And then, well, yeah, they do add something to make
right.
It,
they're chocolate charcoal.
Sure. Godiva usually.
Dude, oh, right. and you can listen. There's alcohol milkshakes. There's all kinds of stuff that you can that you can do. But yeah, I mean, and things like Bailey's, you know, Irish cream or
Sort of cream sort of liquors and stuff like that. That's
Black Russians I think have milk in them, and
White Russians have milk. I don't think
it's White Russians. Don't.
Oh my God, remember the whipped cream vodka? Do you guys remember that?
No.
I just heard Marissa gasp.
I have a bottle of that still. Does that go bad?
Who knows?
Also, does Kahlua go bad? Because I have a bottle of peppermint Kahlua from like 10 years ago.
I think it's got a shelf life. Yeah. We had a bunch of Kahlua too, and I eventually threw it out because Rochelle stopped drinking it.
What's Kahlua used for most often?
White Russians, Black Russians.
Okay.
Yeah. It's yummy.
The Kahlua and creams as well. Kahlua and cream is basically a White Russian without vodka. I became, after watching The Big Lebowski, I was obsessed with White Russians for a while.
They're good.
They are.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, well, listen, just something to keep in mind as liquor stores are closing. You're not going to be completely devoid of booze, most likely, but you'll find a place to get some. But I don't know, things like bourbon and stuff like that might be harder to get your hands on. Bourbon and vodka and gin and
yeah, you might have to go out of state for some of these things.
Yeah, so, but if you're doing your liquor cabinet assessment, look at that. That one lonely bottle way in the back that is probably never going to get drunk unless it comes down to desperate times.
What is that?
What is it? All right, we're going to take a break. I want to remind you as well, we're going to try this thing tomorrow morning with the lack of sports in the world. We're going to give a shot to March Sadness. It is a citywide game of horse. Or we're going to do one-for-one free throws. We're going to figure it out tomorrow morning. Played over FaceTime. And if you'd like to try this experiment out tomorrow live on the air, get in touch with us. We're not going to be able to get everybody on board, but we'll pick some people. Maybe we'll do some warring against counties because you won't have to be in the same location to compete against someone.
It's the new social distancing sport that's sweeping the world, Preston.
So there's a form at PrestonandSteve.com to fill out. You need a basketball hoop. You need a basketball. You need FaceTime. So you need an iPhone and somebody at home to hold a camera, and we'll try it out tomorrow morning on the air. We'll contact contestants after the show today, so that's on PrestonandSteve.com. We'll take a break, and we'll get to the Bizarre File when we return. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Five Finger Death Punch. Blue Stones. Now shaking off the rush. Disturbed.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Before we do the Bizarre File, Casey just mentioned something to me that we want to pass along. As people are looking for some entertainment right now, obviously, and there's plenty of it out there, but our buddy Bert Kreischer's special is available today.
Yes.
On Netflix. If you
want called Hey Big Boy.
If you want to see that, then I'm sure you'll love it. Bert is unlike anybody you've ever met, and he's hilarious.
And that's, honestly, it's good to be diverted with a good laugh now and then, especially now.
Yeah, I mean, with you know, he had to basically shut down his tour for the time being. He was supposed to yesterday. He was supposed to have a day off. Remember, he did that here in Philly.
Yes,
where he encourages people to take a call out sick from work and go to his show. And he was supposed to do that. He had actually invited somebody from our show to be a correspondent there over in L.A.
Yes,
as a just sort of a thank you.
Yeah.
And but you know, that had to be canceled as well. But
the country shut down.
Yeah, the whole country shut down.
So check that out when you get a chance. We need to do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by HERS. This spring training, perfect your snacking form. Practice makes delicious. You can keep it Philly with HERS, official sponsor of the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, we're going to start with this, and you may have seen this story already, but I'm going to mention it anyway. A woman was slammed online after she shared a video clip of herself licking a toilet seat on TikTok.
Oh.
Ava Louise, a 22-year-old influencer from Miami, was slammed online for licking an airplane toilet seat while taking part in the so-called coronavirus challenge.
Yeah, that's smart.
What an idiot.
In the clip, she is crouching in front of an airplane toilet seat before licking it. The video, which Ava initially shared on TikTok and then on Twitter, provoked an outrage of thousands who said Ava was just looking for attention. The influencer did not seem bothered by the strong reaction her clip prompted online and said it was a, quote, social experiment in a later tweet.
Preston, every time I'm about to get rid of TikTok, a good wingsuit video pops up.
Yep.
Yeah.
It appears that the video was taken down from TikTok following the controversy, but it's still available to view on Twitter, where it's been seen more than 300,000 times. In a tweet following her content, Ava, who has appeared twice, by the way, on Dr. Phil to discuss her fame, admitting once that she'd rather die young than ugly.
There you go.
Said the video was a social experiment, of course, so there you go. A porn star says she'll have sex with the first scientist who finds a cure for coronavirus, Lola Taylor, whose real name is Lulbov Bujeva, is currently in isolation in Moscow, Russia. She claims she'll be arrested if she leaves her home, which is probably why she wants to find treatment as soon as possible. In hope that the COVID-19 pandemic will be dealt with more quickly, she offered to bed the doctor who finds a solution.
There we go. I will crank your wank if you come up with the cure.
The 27-year-old made an announcement on Instagram, and her fans were very excited by it. Lola isn't the only erotic star to discuss coronavirus. Sophie Anderson was praised by her fans for using her platform to promote hand washing. The British model created a steamy clip which involved her cupping her assets.
All right.
Also, speaking of the porn industry and nudity, our buddy Mr. Skin, he and his website Mr. Man are rewarding individuals who are making the decision to self-quarantine over the deadly coronavirus in exchange for locking themselves away for the recommended 14-day quarantine period. The porn site is offering up a free 2-week membership.
There you go.
And similarly, Pornhub has given Italians free access to all of its content during the country's lockdown as well.
God bless them.
God bless the porn industry. Police are trained to respond to all kinds of emergencies, but this is a new one. One police department in Oregon posted a reminder on their Facebook page asking the public not to call for an emergency if they run out of toilet paper due to the coronavirus outbreak.
How do you not know that?
They have actually been calling it. It's hard to believe, they wrote, the police in Newport, Oregon wrote, but it's hard to believe, but we even have to post this. Do not call 911 just because you ran out of toilet paper. You will survive without our assistance.
We solved this issue yesterday, corn cobs.
Yeah, and in fact, they posted a bunch of other items you could use in lieu of your favorite Soft Ultra Plush 2-Ply Citrus Scented Tissue. And a lot of it was stuff we talked about yesterday. Grocery store receipts, newspapers, cloth rags, magazine pages, cotton balls, and even leaves.
You know what I also thought of, Preston? Mm. Swifters.
A Swiffer?
The Swifter, mm-hmm.
Swiffer, no T in that.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
The Swiffers, yes. Those are nice and soft.
Yeah. Very soft.
All right, how about this, man? A pet snake in Australia needed some emergency care after it swallowed an entire beach towel. And I mean the whole thing.
This video is unbelievable.
It is. A video posted on social media by Sydney's Small Animal Specialist Hospital showed how the vet saved the pet named Monty, of course. The 10-foot, 18-year-old female jungle carpet python was given anesthesia and scanned to find the towel. Dr. Olivia Clark at the hospital's avian and exotics department then sent forceps in through an endoscope to grab the towel and pull it out. And the video shows she had to keep pulling and pulling before they got it all out. Both the snake and towel are now doing well. I guess if a snake starts to swallow something like that, it's got no choice but to keep going.
To keep going. It seems to be the case.
Yeah.
Because you've seen them before. Regurgitate?
Yeah. No, I feel like I've seen it regurgitate. It was trying to, like, swallow, like, a deer, a baby deer or something like that. And it got to a point where it was like, you know what? I can't do this.
I'm tapping out.
And it was like,
Monty was discharged from the hospital the same day. And her owner reports she is back to her happy, hungry self. One more story. A New Mexico woman is facing charges after police say she stole a car and then later tried to claim that she was Beyonce Knowles. Serena Henry was arrested Saturday morning in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Beyonce, why would you steal a car? You're very wealthy.
When an officer spotted a vehicle that resembled one that recently had been reported stolen. According to court documents, 48-year-old Henry ignored the officer's orders to pull over and later parked in front of her home. Documents say Henry told the officer she was Beyonce and reported Henry told the officer she found the keys in the vehicle and decided to take it for a joyride. She also allegedly told police that she didn't stop driving when she saw the emergency lights because she didn't feel like it.
Yeah, Beyonce, listen, if you're part of the Beehive or Bayhive, right?
Yeah, you can do what you want.
You can do what you want.
Henry is charged with unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, concealing identity, and resisting or obstructing an arrest. That is what I have in the bizarre file at this time for you. All right, we will take a break. A reminder, we're going to have a comedian Brian Posehn on the show later on this morning. He's got a new comedy slash metal album called Grandpa Metal. So we'll talk to him in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll come back in just a moment. Make sure you stay with us this morning.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Facebook, Twitter, you know, the usual places.
It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for this summer season. From Lancaster brand meats to fresh cut fruits and vegetables, and even your favorite beer and wine. Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for this summer season. From Lancaster brand meats to fresh cut fruits and vegetables, and even your favorite beer and wine. Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Real quick, couple shout outs if you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
This is just a mention. I got this. Both Kathy and I got this email from a listener named Brian Rogers. And unfortunately, his dad, Bill, passed away recently. He had been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer and went through 10 months of chemo. He just passed away on March 9th. But his wife and his sister and his mom, Brian's, were all there when it happened, when he passed. So, but he said, now as I listen to your show, I think of my dad and all the laughs and stories we told each other about the show. I now find myself simultaneously laughing and crying at the show. This show had slash has a huge emotional impact on my life. And thanks to your show, I feel like I'm with my dad every day, just like old times. As they grew up. He grew up, his dad would listen to the show with him. He grew up listening to it. He said, thank you. And don't ever forget the impact that you have on other people. It was a really nice message and sad, but I'm glad that we can kind of help those memories stay alive. So thanks for sharing that story.
A shard for that?
I think we sent a shard out. Yeah. Here's another one. It says, this was sent to Nick. It says, dearest Nick McWhat the F.
That's how Nick comes up on my phone.
I hope this finds you well. I would like to request of you, my favorite show member, a respectable 40th day shard out for loyal Colorado podcaster DJ Cage. I love this man. We discuss Preston and Steve and Nick daily while we are supposed to be paying attention to what we're doing at work. Thanks for your consideration. Rage on. That is from Austin in Collingdale. So here's a shard. So thank you. And another one says, hey, I was wondering if you could do a shout out to my dear friend, Megan Adeletto in Trap, PA. She's gotten you to give me two birthday shout outs in the last few years. And it's just one of the best friends a girl could ever ask for. Her birthday is on March 16th. Oh, it was yesterday. We missed it. And I know it would totally brighten her day if you could give her a big, fat shout-out thanks, and that's from Haley G.
So. All right, she asked for a big, fat one. And the next one, President, I'd like to try a new shard just to take it out for a spin and see if it's worth the damn.
Okay.
But she asked for a bigger one, so I'll give her a traditional.
Okay. Right.
And then on the next one, when you have another one?
No, but, well, you know what? We got a nice postcard.
All right.
And this is from...
Is it shard-worthy?
Yeah. Sure. It's from Key West. And I thought this was nice. The problem is that they put the postal code over the person's name.
I don't like that.
So let me see if I can peel it off and find
out. I think you can sue them.
Who this is from. Wait. Oh, good. There. It comes off. Perfect.
Right off.
And it's handwritten. It says, podcasting my ass off and streaming. What does this say, Casey? Streaming something. You guys rock. See you back home after my... motorcycle ride. Love you guys. That is from Anthony Della, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Because he was, I believe he was also supposed to kind of see us in Clearwater as well.
Okay.
Well, that didn't work out.
No.
And he's at Sloppy Joe's Bar in Key West. Ah. That's where this is from. So fire that up. Ooh.
There we go.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
One more time. Ready?
Yeah. Somebody didn't have their underwear on.
That's
when they
not even a
sharted.
Shard. That's just straight up pooping.
Well, yeah. That's a shard in shorts.
Yeah. All right.
We probably don't have to do that one again. Did you guys see the that footage where the guy? It was like a Colorado like town council meeting where he went to the bathroom,
yes.
But left his microphone on.
I didn't have a chance to watch it. I saw somebody sent that link.
It's out of Naked Gun.
It's right out of Naked Gun. But he's like farting. Farting in the Glen.
Really?
And the lady talking, the first fart, you know, whatever, and then the second one, she just starts laughing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's from a while ago, is it not?
I think I just saw it. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. No, it's new.
Because, brand new?
Yeah, because they are talking about coronavirus stuff.
Okay.
So I believe it is fairly new.
All right, if we can scare that up, that might be
okay. All right.
Speaking of coronavirus and we have the new piece of audio that... Kyle sent over.
Yeah.
Because part of what people are trying to do is finding things to keep them busy.
Yes.
During the coronavirus. And I think we've requested, and I don't know if we'll get a full list or if we're just kind of, every time an idea comes up, we'll play this, but maybe Kathy will have something, but we now have this.
Corona activities.
So, yes. Yeah, so.
Right?
Yeah.
Corona activities.
Because that is a thing you have to, you know, obviously we've been asked for at least 2 weeks to hunker down and really try to stay at home and do that. But that you can be creative.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be longer than that. So anything that you've maybe planned on working on a project or something like that, now might be the time to really get
absolutely
it underway. If you have extra time.
Because, again, we frame it this way. It will pass. We don't know how long this will go for, but there will be a time when we'll be on the other side of it. And you'll say, man, I should have used that pandemic to put up those bookshelves.
Right.
Well, so how do you want to work it? Do you want me to do, because I'm working on a list, which I can do, or I could just pass along information as I see it.
Well, let's see what you...
I think you actually have, Preston, one of the lists that you were talking about earlier, which is bizarre movies. I mean, because that constitutes this. I don't know if you want to go to that now, but anything in that realm would qualify as a corona activity.
Well, here's... So my son, the past few days, and this has become now a family activity, if you will.
Corona activities!
So I told the other day he was making jams and jellies.
Yes.
And then yesterday we started making pickles. So we're doing all this,
you're so lucky,
all these projects.
Yeah. You have great kids, but that one of them likes to make good food.
It's just, he's taking the initiative. He's like, I'm going to do this. He likes to create. Aww. Like that. Yeah. So, you're right.
And Parker will probably come up with a vaccine.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
So obviously you're pickling cucumbers. What are other decent vegetables that you can pickle that have a good, like crispy, okay. What about like celery?
I don't know about celery. The problem with celery is it's stringy. So long. If you cut it up into smaller bits, you might be able to do that. But I'll tell you what, green beans are good. Asparagus is good.
Really?
Absolutely.
I've only thought of the cucumber as a pickleable.
Yep. Nope.
Produce.
Green beans are definitely good. We went looking for green tomatoes yesterday to pickle those. We couldn't find any, so we bought some tomatillos. We'll see if they work. I don't know.
Mr. Elliot, would you like some tomatillos?
I wanted to get, because as a kid, I liked pickled okra, and I wanted to see if we could, but we couldn't find it at the local grocery store, so...
there's
carrots. You can do carrots, baby corn. There's loads of things that you can pickle that turn out nice. Ooh, I'm looking at a list here.
Can you milk a cat?
Parsnips. You can milk anything with nipples. Cauliflower. Yeah, absolutely.
See, my favorite kind of like store-bought mass-produced pickle are the Zesty Spears, right? I love Zesty.
My favorite all-male review.
How do you make it zesty and
you can
spicy?
You can throw peppers in there.
Peppers?
Yeah, you can throw some jalapeno in there if you want to. Just, you know, we put garlic in there, obviously dill and garlic, and there's pickling spices. But, yeah, you can throw things like peppers in there, you know, serrano peppers, whatever whatever kind of heat you want to go for.
This raises a good point, which is, and I think it was, we were talking about it yesterday, maybe Marissa brought it up. You know, there are a lot of people now who are taking a whack at cooking to this point and things that you have not done at home. But just also because, listen, you can still do takeout, and they're still saying that that's on the list. You can't go in and do sit-in dining. If you have the ingredients, if you have stuff in the house, you may want to try cooking. Well,
I was going to tell Casey because the other day he's like, man, he was texting me. He's like, I wish I could cook. Well, pull up a video and do it.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to do it.
That's what I was going to say. That's exactly what I'm doing because I'm getting a little freaked out by eating out. Even if it is the takeout, which I know they're saying is okay. Like, who says the person preparing it hasn't been exposed? So I don't know. Like, I'm moving into a new territory with
I'm glad to see you back
with
by the way.
Coronavirus, because I took out a box out of the cabinet and I was like, well, now did the person that touched this was it 20 hours ago
that's Kathy.
Also you could have picked up something in the store that somebody who had
that's
it.
What just, I just said
it's the same deal, right?
I took the box out of my own cabinet and thought, has this been in here for 20 hours or more?
Right. I'm less inclined to tongue kiss people. I know that at the supermarket.
But that's what I'm going to do. I'm sorry, Case. That's what I was going to do. I'm going to get some sort of recipe, and I'm going to try to cook something because I'd rather stay at home.
Yeah. Kath, I had to. I went to a convenience store the other day. I didn't want to, but I did. And when I got home, I bought all prepackaged stuff. And when I got home, I grabbed Lysol wipes and I wiped everything down.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, oh, you know what? I have money, and I took my wallet apart, and I Lysol wiped everything. I took my coat, I threw it in the washer because I didn't wash my coat in a little while as well. I feel like I'm teetering on the line of being
obsessive.
I was going to say panicky and just cautious. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not panicked yet, but I'm definitely, I think, a little more cautious now that they're closing everything. I'm like, okay.
I felt serious anxiety in the grocery store yesterday, and I honestly think I'm okay. But I can't help but feel a little bit of the fear, and I felt better when I got outside from the grocery store.
But sort of bringing it back around, I am looking for an activity. Like, I had ramen noodles for dinner last night. Like, we all five of us ate something different last night, and I would rather see if I can, turn lemons into lemonade and literally and
that's
figuratively.
A cooking activity.
Yeah.
Make some lemonade.
Well, now's your opportunity to do it.
Yes.
But you gotta get stuff from the store to do it.
I know.
It's gonna be fine.
and it'll be fine.
Because there are just in your normal interactions in life, and even if you as much as you try to pull things back, there's always a risk factor, but you're looking to minimize and mitigate as much as you can. To that point, what's first on the list? What would you like to take a crack besides lemonade?
Well,
what would you like to? Would you take a crack at cooking?
I automatically
for your
go
corona
to,
activity.
I go to like spaghetti, and I'm like, all right, I know how to make. But I even like the last time I made spaghetti, I even messed that up. I didn't like. I took it.
Pasta.
No, I put the pasta in the strainer, and then I didn't rinse it off, and it was all starchy together. And
start slow. Go with like a baked Alaska or something.
Okay. Right. All right. That sounds easy enough.
You can burn the house down.
I don't even know what that is.
Marissa?
Is
this
seafood?
No, it's a dessert and you light it on fire. It's huge. Yeah, it's real complex.
I was thinking like lobster.
No.
That was the cutest thing. Baked Alaska. No, Casey, I had the same conversation. I like to cook and I cook a lot. But whenever I'm just in a mood where I want some comfort food, I always make pasta. And I wish that I had a different go-to dish. That wasn't full of carbs. Like, I wish I had a healthier, and it's cultural. I mean, my entire life, I've ate pasta probably 3 or 4 times a week. So I just wish that I had a second dish or third dish or fourth dish that I went to instead.
Okay. You know what I want to do? I want a good recipe for a carrot cake. I want to make a homemade,
bake. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. I mean, it's got, I know what I'm having for dinner tonight. It's going to be ham and cabbage. It's St. Patty's Day, and that's what my mommy's making.
Right.
But I could. I like carrot cake. I like a homemade carrot cake, not a store-bought, like, box carrot cake.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, listen, it'll be said this weekend. Take a crack at it. Why not?
What about the chili? I started making chili over the winter, and I really enjoyed doing that because you can sort of tweak the recipe a little bit. You can use different types of meat or no meat if you don't want any. You can, veggie chili, obviously. But it's not that complicated, Case. And if you have a bunch of spices in your spice drawer, you get reintroduced to that drawer. You're like, oh, I didn't know we had cumin.
But the reason Marissa goes to the pasta stuff is because all those starchy things are really easy to make.
Yes.
Potatoes, rice, and pasta are just...
Yeah.
It's the most basic...
Bread balls.
You boil it, yeah. And you're pretty much good to go.
Yeah.
And you add some stuff to it, and boom. But, take a
I just boil up white bread and put salt on it.
That's
delicious.
That's
delicious.
Something that is taking place, and I figured this was going to be happening with entertainment, and you'll see more and more of this, are celebrities are going to start doing videos.
Yes.
And doing especially musicians, because they're having to cancel their performances.
Yeah, and postpone in many cases, whatever the story is. They're now at home. And they have Corona activities.
Yeah, so, this would be their Corona activities. You're right.
Corona activities!
Chris Martin did a video performance.
Yes.
Yesterday. And we
it's kind of cool.
An excerpt or two from that. Yeah, so he just popped on and said hi to everybody. And then I guess he was just answering questions and playing some songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's a clip of that.
Wait, what's the... I forgot. I'm getting too nervous. At least this isn't going up around the world.
Love that.
And he could do that for like a half hour. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about jamming on the drums a little bit.
You
on
should.
On a Facebook video.
Play that song.
I could play. Yeah, I could play Viva La Vida.
See if Chris Martin will join you.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, could. My girlfriend's an artist, and she's struggling with what to do with her time other than just creating art at home. And so she's thinking about doing like a tutorial online or just doing like a group painting session online. And I think you're just going to see more and more people, chefs and people who are stuck at home. I mean, the hashtag that Chris Martin used is together at home.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who are stuck in their houses right now. And not just in the U.S., obviously. It's around the world.
Well, did you have Patton Oswalt over there?
Yeah. I have not seen this. What did he do?
He went out into his yard with a microphone and did a stand-up act for his neighbors. His own daughter was critical of his action. You'll hear her jump in.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
All right, folks. This COVID-19, I tell you. I don't know. I didn't see COVID 1 through 18, so I don't really know. What this is all about, but hey, how you doing there? How you doing today?
You suck.
All right, folks, make sure to tip your food delivery people, but don't touch them. Don't touch them, and
Which, by the way, he's just in his fenced-in yard, and his neighbors are across the street that he's doing the bit for.
I was in King of Queens.
There's another clip. Is it the same thing?
It's the exact same thing. Right. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
His neighborhood's beautiful.
I would assume that a lot of performers are going to be doing stuff like this, and why not?
Well, honestly, so stop and think about this, and it's hard to put it into perspective, but if you were to go back to, now we didn't have the same reaction going on during the swine flu, so the thing that correlates the most in my mind would be 9/11, we're hunkered down. And in that case, there was not that technology. There is basically we can go, into our homes and still stay connected in ways that didn't exist before.
Yeah.
And just a couple of years ago.
You know what I was more freaked out about, speaking of a couple of years ago, than
Kardashians.
Than swine flu. Not the Kardashians. That's been a constant in my life as long as they've been around. is West Nile.
West Nile.
Because that was mosquitoes, and it was summertime, and I'm like, dude, I get bit by mosquitoes all the time.
Do you remember the trucks going through the neighborhood spraying and all that stuff?
Yeah. Absolutely. That one freaked me out more than this does, to be honest.
And I think, honestly, and if we do anything to impart that to you, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that's part of the deal. So, again, hunkering down, as you said. You know, I know that you, and for some reason, I remember you were hoarding toilet brushes, and I never understood that, Preston.
Yeah, I can't explain it to this day, Steve.
But we do things. We do things. Crazy things.
Another thing, Nick brought this up. This is neat. Josh Gad is reading books to kids on Twitter in the evening. He's doing
right.
Like
a couple people are.
Yeah, okay. And in fact, you know what? I had this in entertainment news. I didn't get a chance to get to it, but
Michael Madsen is.
Is he Michael Madsen? Wow.
All right, kids, thanks for talking. Hickory dickory dock is dumb effing clock.
They really should get all those guys like Nick Nolte.
And
gruff, beat up,
kid, how are you?
Beat up people to read.
Perhaps you remember me from Prince of Tides. I was also in The Mandalorian, but I was a little puppet. You couldn't even see my features, but that's another story.
Kids are just like, I'm going to bed. Yeah. I'm going to bed.
You get like Bruce Dern, you know. And...
Hey, kids.
Amy Adams joined on board. It's called Save with Stories. It's a hashtag. And celebrities are stepping up and doing this, and it's in conjunction with
Pornhug for kids. That's beautiful. It's
just hugging.
It's just
that's it.
It's hugging porn for young minds.
Save the Children and No Kid Hungry are helping out with stuff like this as well, but. That's really cool, having these celebs, and especially you get somebody who's Josh Gad. I mean, that was Olaf.
That's Olaf!
Reading a bedtime story.
John Legend and Keith Urban are going to follow Chris Martin's lead, and they're going to do something if they haven't already.
They have. They've already done. Keith Urban did sort of a mini YouTube concert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then cool. Dropkick Murphys tonight, right? 7 p.m. I think they're doing a St. Patrick's Day concert live on YouTube.
So
pay attention to that stuff. And, I think you're going to see even more exponentially. I tell you what's being flooded, like TikTok and all that. Some people, just content creators, are just going nuts.
Yeah. So Matisse Thybulle, who's a rookie for the 76ers, he just opened up a TikTok account, and dude's pretty good at it. He uploaded like 6 or 8 videos. And I tuned in because of Mike Scott. He's like. You know what? I can't say what he actually typed. But so I went over and I'm like, this isn't bad. I'm like, all right, you know, like usually I don't. TikTok's not my go-to.
It's not my go-to.
Yeah, and I might have to turn into that.
Yeah, I've dumped out a few times, and then I go back for the wingsuit videos.
But speaking of entertainment, we didn't get a chance to get this earlier this morning because there was a lot of entertainment news, but the Razzies came out yesterday.
They finally did.
So you want me to give you
the
quick rundown, and then we'll have to break in a minute because we're going to have Brian Posehn on. But the winners announced for yesterday after the award show was canceled following the directive that major events be postponed. But the big winner this year, no surprise, Cats.
Cats.
Won 6 awards. The only other multiple Razzie winner was Rambo Last Blood.
Yeah.
Did you see it? You saw it, right?
I did.
Okay.
I liked it, but I will say this. Rambo before it was so much better. Rambo Last Blood to me was a real by the numbers approach. Casey, do you agree with that?
Yeah, listen, I mean, it is. I had to double check to make sure it wasn't a Blumhouse movie,
right?
Because you know the murders in this one were so visceral.
They're brutal. But that's fine. Yeah. But the one thing was is that I don't know if Stallone had full control over Rambo. He wrote it and directed it. And this one, Preston, was really like, I mean, okay, check this, check this, check this, check this.
Yeah.
And you were in Rambo. I was like, man, I really care about this John Rambo and what his life has gotten to. In this, they sort of set up things and sort of shorthanded it. I still liked it.
Yeah, they slapped things together. Like they like gave him a family, and you're like,
what?
Rambo has a family.
Oh. I mean, they gave him the Brady Bunch, which was weird.
Yeah. He lost his daughter, didn't he?
Polly! Cindy! Bobby! Where are you?
I'm coming for you.
I had no idea.
I hope you have baked beans in your flashlight.
Well, other winners of the Razzie. So, worst picture went to Cats. So Cats. That's the big winner.
I'm actually dying to see it because it was so vilified and panned.
Yeah, me too. Worst actor went to John Travolta for The Fanatic, which he came by here to promote.
I thought, honestly, and I'm not even, you know, the movie itself, and we talked about this, had its issues. But I thought his performance was really pretty good.
I agree. I thought his performance was good, yeah.
It actually has two titles on here, The Fanatic and Trading Paint. I've never heard of Trading Paint. I don't know.
Is that a sequel to Trading Places?
It might have been. I don't know. Where they just paint the inside and that's it.
No, he had two movies. He had The Fanatic and he had Trading Paint.
Which it looks like a racing movie.
Yeah, so he was in two of the worst movies of last year.
Okay.
I would like to see a Trading Places sequel now that you...
About paint?
Yeah. No. Oh. No. Not about paint.
But would you really? I mean, do we, you know?
I mean, it ended. It well, ends.
Just fine.
There, you leave the rest to your imagination. They don't need another.
But what, instead you know, of it was orange futures. At the, was it oranges?
Orange juice.
Orange juice. What if it was oranges. Paint?
Paint. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Trading paint.
Trading paint.
Which you could use to paint walls.
Then we have worst actress went to Hilary Duff for The Haunting of Sharon Tate. Never even heard of
her. Oh, my God.
Worst supporting actress went to Rebel Wilson for Cats.
Oh, boy.
Worst supporting actor went to James Corden for Cats.
Oh, boy.
Worst screen combo, any two half-feline, half-human hairballs from Cats. Worst director went to Tom Hooper for Cats. Worst screenplay went to Lee Hall and Tom Hooper for Cats. And worst remake or ripoff or sequel went to Rambo Last Blood. And also winning for Rambo Last Blood, or the category, was worst reckless disregard for human life and public property.
Yes, but that was actually one of the selling points for me for Rambo Last Blood.
And then the last thing is the Razzie Redeemer Award.
All right, let's hear this.
Which I'm wondering if that means...
Someone comes back?
Or somebody who's won a Razzie before. I don't know. But Eddie Murphy for Dolomite Is My Name.
Okay, he's pulled himself out of the hole.
Yeah.
And which... I watched... And that is a really good movie. And Eddie Murphy is really good in it.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's two things. There's an actual documentary about the whole Dolomite series and Rudy Ray Moore.
Okay.
And there is this docudrama, which Eddie Murphy is in.
Do you think Cats is a terrible fun?
I hope it's terrible fun, because movies like Showgirls is terrible fun.
I just pulled up a Rock of Ages. I love that movie.
Rock of Ages is terrible fun.
God, it's terrible.
It was unwatchable.
I loved it.
I can't do it either.
It's, so for me, Burlesque is terrible fun.
Right.
A movie that is, and I will watch it every time.
Do you think there's some people with cats that got sexually aroused by those hybrid cat people creatures?
The girl who's playing the main cat, the main pussy, she is apparently a
pussy
is a ballet dancer or something.
Okay. All right.
And she seems very seductive. And
Taylor Swift is hot, you know, but
James Corden's hot.
Judi Dench.
It's hot. The joke that Ricky Gervais.
Yes.
And the Golden Gloves, that she loved the role so much because she likes to be at home and she will lick her own crotch anyway. Yeah. So it's the role she was born to play.
Well, I never saw it on Broadway. I only know like a little bit about it. So, I mean, I wasn't into this even when they first announced it before everybody knew it was bad.
I'll tell you this, Casey. Even people who are ardent fans or just fans of cats in general, the animals, or just cat lovers... it's not always a home run. I saw a stage production of it that they had filmed, and it was okay. It has a couple of songs that you know, but it's a little too much to swallow.
You know what throws me off
like a hairball.
What throws me off about the movie is the perspective on the size of the cats. When they're jumping around on the bed, they're way too small for that bed. They're not what the size of what cats would be.
Yeah, they're like little kittens.
Yeah, no, they're even smaller than kittens. They're like miniature people that are too small for the bed.
Hmm.
And I couldn't get past that.
Okay, interesting. I'll watch some of it and see if it.
I mean,
if it doesn't,
you got some heavy hitters in it. You know,
yeah, it's star studded, no question.
There are
Nick Nolte looks great.
I'm a kitty cat. I'm a kitty cat. It's midnight and I'm still a freaking kitty cat.
There are just too many options out there for me to sit down and watch this for. If it's going to be terrible, I don't want to waste my time doing that.
However, you know, again, to the point of the big junk food movie, you know, that stinks. Yeah. It's worth has some worth to it.
Yeah, maybe. All right. I want to take a break because Brian Posehn is going to be gone in just a moment. So we'll come back and we will chat a little bit of him with him. So make sure that you stay with us. Be right back.
Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Wait, turn up the sound.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Next guest is on the line. He's been by our studio many times on his several visits to Philadelphia.
One of our favorites.
He loves playing here, and he is metal through and through. So much so that he's got some members of Anthrax and other metal acts on board for his new comedy metal album called Grandpa Metal. Please welcome Brian Posehn to the show this morning. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you surviving with all that's going on in the world right now?
Oh, it's super weird. Like, I had canceled all my, you know, well, I didn't, but, you know, the clubs have canceled my stand-up for the next month and a half, so.
Yeah, you were scheduled to be in Philly mid-April. Is that that's put on the back burner for now?
That one hasn't moved yet.
Okay.
I'm hoping I can still get out there. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, nobody knows. But one thing to know is eventually this will pass. So people, you know, obviously everything within the next couple months is going to be fluid. But on the other side of that, there are things and you know, everything will survive by everyone. You know, once we know we're safe and getting out and doing what we need to do, by supporting going out to shows and going out to dinner when it's reasonable and right and when we're given the go-ahead. So this will pass. But in the interim, there's great new comedy metal to listen to. And
oh, yeah. I guess I was prepared for this. I know I was preparing for this. I took 6 years making this record.
I love
I'm
that
glad
you
it came out now.
I love that you call it the Chinese democracy of comedy metal albums.
Yes, absolutely. But I didn't spend $13 million to make it. Like
right.
That.
Right. Man, I forgot who I saw, Brian. You know, going with the title Grandpa Metal, it may have been Sam Kinison or somebody way back in the day who was poking fun at the future of metal when these guys get older. And, we're, you know, with Ozzy now, we're living it. I mean, these guys are still going out and they're still doing their thing and rocking. But if you look at the old video of when they were in their prime and how things are now, you know, the shelf life is kind of interesting on performing heavy metal music live, you know?
Right. Well, and it's really commenting on, like, the fans. Because the song is about Scott Ian, my buddy.
Right.
But he's loved heavy metal his whole life, but he hasn't really liked any new bands in a long time. Like, he's crusty. He's like, the last new band he checked out was The Refused, which is late 90s.
Wow. Yeah. He's
one of those guys. So it was really the title is making fun of him, but it's also making fun of myself and guys my age. That it's mostly from the fan perspective of guys that you know, haven't grown up and they still like this music, but then they don't like the new stuff.
Well, you're
crusty old men.
You still embrace, you know, some new stuff. But I know what you kind of pick your area and you lock and load a little bit. You're a massive you're a massive Rush fan.
I mean, I check out new music, but some of the other grandpa metals I know don't.
Do you find it's sort of I found that most it seems that, you know, most of the heavy metal artists that we have come through here are rockers in general, or real, you know, straight up rockers, have a pretty good sense of humor. But sometimes people get a little protective if they sense someone's making fun a little bit of the music. Did you get any of that?
I haven't, because I think at this point I've established myself enough as a fan to other fans that they know that that's my that's my thing, that I love this music. But I also, you know, on my comedy records, on my stand-up records, I was always doing like one or two songs because I was on the label Relapse.
Right.
So I I've done this for a while. You know, my first comedy metal song was like 16 years ago at this point. Metal by Numbers. And then More Metal Than You was like 10 years ago. So, I've shown, I think, the metalheads that, you know, I'm one of them. I think, you know, so I get a pass.
You've got the cred. You know, I'm sure, and I know that you got a lot of the people you had on your wish list for guests on the album, but did anyone elude you?
Only the big fish. I didn't get a dude from Metallica. That's the next goal. You know, if I do the next record, I'll get somebody from Metallica on it.
I have to imagine they're fans of yours. It was just a timing thing?
Just a timing thing, yeah. We were trying to get Kirk Hammett, and he's really good friends with Scott. I wanted him to do the solo on the song about Scott Ian. I wanted him to be on the title track on Grandpa Metal. And I tried a couple of times, and they were out touring, and then the record was about to be, you know, it was way overdue, actually. So I just said, no, I'm filling this. And I had talked to Kim Thayil from Soundgarden. So getting him on the track, I was like, that's good enough.
Yeah, no, that's damn good.
So you got Kim Thayil, you got Scott Ian. Who are some of the other names we might know?
Oh, I mean, well, there's Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
Yes.
Is on the What the Fox Say song, like, you know, like a song you wouldn't expect him to be on. And there's guys from Steel Panther. I did a sketch with Weird Al. There's my friend from Huntress. There's Testament, Exodus.
Wow.
All the, like, area bands that I liked. I've got guys representing those bands. Bumblefoot is that insane guitar player from Guns N' Roses. Yep.
You know what I liked? What stood out in particular to me is the take on me.
Nice.
It's real. That's always been a guilty pleasure song of mine. But the song works. It works that way.
Well, that's what I was going for. I mean, I feel the same way about that song. I always had it on my iPod, and my wife would go, why do you even have this? Don't you hate this? No, it's too catchy. And then I got away with saying, now I'm covering it, so I'm doing research. Then the cover, you know, I always pictured it as just doing an epic metal cover of that song. And I've said before that, like, any song is better if you make it heavy metal, and I feel like I proved my point that I did a better version of that song by making it metal.
It kicks ass, and then so you do a take on Muskrat Love called Goblin Love.
Oh my god!
And I love this concept. So
I'm glad you caught that. Like, not everybody has caught the Muskrat Love thing, but that was totally what I was going for. Then just black metal, you know, just making it. The music sounds really messed up, and then there's, you know, it's about two goblins falling in love, which isn't a common theme for a song. But
yeah, Muskrat Love is one of the most bizarre hits at a time where you would get these bizarre hits, you know, Captain and Tennille, and it was I despise that song, and yet bizarrely, you know, was attracted to it for some reason because it was basically two muskrats getting it on and
but I had it on a weird K-Tel record and I had gotten the K-Tel record because it had that Who song, which is also a weird song, the Squeeze Box.
Yes.
So I had it, which is such a weird song for them too. So I had this record that had Squeeze Box and Muskrat Love as a kid, and it stuck somewhere in my brain.
Brian, I forgot that those K-Tel records, it was always just one song that you wanted to get on the album, and then the record companies threw all the crap that
you didn't care about.
Exactly.
That they had to move product somehow or another.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So what's the potential of live shows, eventually when live shows come back around, of you doing a Grandpa Metal performance with some of these guys?
Well, that's the thing. Now we can work on scheduling that. Before, you know, I had a calendar full of stand-up we had talked, Scott Ian and I had done a show. We did the Megadeth cruise a couple months back when people were still going on cruises. Right. Although our government wants us to go on cruises. That sounds terrifying right now.
Cruises were always dicey, you know, but at least you got to figure
it. Food, and you're always, I went on a cruise with diarrhea, and then I got double diarrhea.
Yeah. I mean, was that norovirus? That was
a cruise with diarrhea, and I was like, oh, I can't help it.
But you sort of...
Yeah, so what we're going to do is he and I will both do spoken word, and then we'll go up like a half hour each.
Yeah.
He's done that for, he's got a couple of books out now, so he's been touring even in Europe and here, where he goes up and tells stories. And then I would go up and tell stories, and then we'd end it by playing a couple of songs. And we've talked about going out with another, like, rock crossover comedy guy, like Chris Jericho or somebody like that.
He's great. He's great.
Where we would all tell stories, and then at the end of the night, go out and play some music.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you love, and I know people, you know, fans respond to that, and you know, again, like you say, you do have cred within this world,
yeah.
and so you can make a show out of it. I wanted to ask you on another note. We did mention Rush and the death of Neil Peart. Did you lock into full Rush mode when that happened?
Oh yeah, I was on my own. I was shooting a thing out in New York, and. That was brutal. I had just lost my mom a month before, and then I lost one of my favorite musicians of all time. Like somebody, literally, I wanted him to be my uncle when I was in high school because Rush just was one of my saviors. And yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah. It's funny because Preston has a Preston, tell him the story about you thought you made eye contact with Neil.
Oh my God, it was at the Grace Under Pressure concert. I had second row seats. I was 16 years old. I'm sitting in the watching Neil. I was straight between his two bass drums. I had center seats. And I was 16, you know, and so somebody next to me passes a joint. I'm sitting there. I'm taking a big hit off of it. And I look up and Neil is looking directly into my eyes. And I'm like... I've shamed him. He's seen a teenager smoking weed at his concert. All the shame. And I hung my head. The dude didn't
Have
even
you ever
see
heard
me.
Passes Bangkok, the guy smoked.
No, I know. But I'm a teenager, you know, and I'm like youth of America and everything.
Yeah.
But of course, he didn't see me. He was looking into the crowd. I've drugged that around with me for the rest of life.
Pass it if he did see it.
He wanted
You're
it.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Hey, I wanted to bring up the Mandalorian. You were on the first episode of that. How did that come about? That show took off. We love it. How did you end up in the cast of the first episode?
Man, I've been so lucky with the acting stuff, and then I'm hoping somebody saves my butt after this this weird thing that we're going through and puts me back to work. But most of the stuff I've gotten in my life has just, or in acting jobs, has just been handed to me, and that was one of those where
wow.
I didn't audition. I never thought that I would ever be in Star Wars or a part of Star Wars ever. And then my manager just called me one day and said, hey, they're shooting this thing. He had a fake name for it. I can't remember what the fake name was because I did another show last year that had a fake name. Mm-hmm. You know, they do that to hide it when
sure.
they're shooting things around town. And he goes, but it's really this. And it's Star Wars, and it's the new thing they're doing. And I go, wait a second, is it the TV show? And he goes, yeah. And I go, is Jon Favreau directing it? And he goes, let me look. And then he goes, yep. And I go, oh, my God. I mean, I knew exactly what it was. And I was like, oh, that's the Mandalorian project. And he's like, oh, yeah, we're not. Yeah, that's it. And I was like, dude, we're doing it. I'm doing it. Like, it didn't even matter. Like, if they just paid me in craft service, I would.
just the food would have been. You're now in part of the lore. And I think you feel the same way I do. The newer movies have been good. But of the newer cluster, I think my favorite of the collection so far has been Rogue One. Where do you stand on this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rogue One is my favorite. Although, as my son always points out, everyone dies.
It's true.
But that's what makes it different than the others. It really, yeah. you know, it was
yeah,
real
we
sacrifice.
One day after the after Rogue One, I walked by his room, and he had some new figures that I had bought him from Rogue One. Because if you're my kid, you lucked out, because you're going to get anything nerdy that you ever wanted.
Right.
Well, maybe not so much. Yeah. But any toy, you know, I've helped him out, and he's playing with these figures from Rogue One, and he goes, "Daddy, all these guys are dead." And I was like, "Oh yeah, that's right."
I love it, and that's part of the deal. Let me ask you one,
because it sets up everything else, and it's so good. It's so well cast.
It's brilliant. And in those last moments when you realize, Jesus Christ, this is just seconds away from starting off the entire Star Wars lore.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But then outside of that, yeah. You're right. Mandalorian is not second best, but up there with it.
Phenomenal.
I love Mandalorian. I love how it turned out. And to be a part of it, like to be canon already in Star Wars, but to be
canon. I love it.
No.
Yeah.
So it's
pretty cool.
You impress us as a very cool dad, obviously, and you have all the nerdy stuff. Is there something pop culture that you refuse to accommodate your kids with, where you just say, no, I can't indulge that part of pop culture or sci-fi lore or anything? Is there something you say no?
No, I mean, there were things that I wasn't that familiar with just because they weren't from my time.
Right.
You know, Power Rangers came after I was into nerdy stuff. Well, I mean, you know, it was not for my time, not for my generation, really. It was the generation after me. And it's super cheesy, and it's kind of borderline terrible, and the acting is, you know, like...
You're right. Like, but it does have some flashbacks
with,
of...
you know, with no no unions or whatever.
Right.
To watch. But my kid loves it, so, you know, not right now,
yeah.
Which I'm glad. But that was one of the ones where I was just like, why do you like this?
Yeah. But if you think back of, like, Ultraman and stuff...
Transformations would take, like, when somebody would, like... form of, and it's like, man, you're going to get killed because if it takes that long to turn into the creature you're trying to turn into.
Yes.
It was a ridiculous show.
Yeah.
That's the one.
All right.
But then I also tried not to ruin it for him when he was watching it. Like, I'd start to be critical. You know, I even let him watch, you know, the prequels, and I was, you know, vehement in my act saying that my son, that the prequels weren't even going to be loud in the house. And, you know, once it came down to it, I dropped my, my wall.
Yeah, you give for the kid. I get it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we'll keep an eye on those dates, Brian, with you coming in town. And maybe by then we'll be ready to have some visitors by.
Yeah,
and if so,
yeah.
You're certainly welcome to.
It might move to the summer. The week after I was supposed to be in Philly was San Francisco, and that's already moved to the summer. So
okay. Well,
who knows? We'll see what happens.
We'll get there. We'll
I'm sure
get there.
We'll see you this year. Yeah, absolutely. All right, man. We'll tell people
thanks
about
for promoting me. I really
Grandpa
appreciate
Metal.
It.
Hey, it's our pleasure. We're big fans. Thanks for coming on, Brian Posehn, guys.
Yeah.
Have a good one. This is his version of "Take on Me." By the way.
Talking away. I don't know what I have to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day.
Love that big metal vibrato. That's awesome. Nice. All right, we'll see if he makes it into town in the near future or not. Should we break or do I have time?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Okay, all right, we'll take a break because I do have some bizarre file stories that we will share with you. Don't forget Tattoo's Day today, so text word tattoo. Oh, and also, I want to hit this one more time. We're going to try this tomorrow if we get enough participants. March Sadness. There are no sports going on at all. We have to create our own sport. So we've come up with a way for there to be basketball to be played. Well, how do you play basketball if you can't be in proximity to other people right now? Well, using FaceTime and you at home with a basketball hoop and a basketball, we may have a way to make this happen.
Dare I say, the sport of the future.
So if you have those requirements, a hoop, a basketball, and FaceTime, and somebody to hold the camera, then send an email to well, you can fill out the form at PrestonandSteve.com, and we're going to do it tomorrow morning. And you never know, we might get some big names to be a part of it. We're working on it. But go to the website and check that out now, and it'll give you something to do at least tomorrow morning. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
What's new? Why have you asked?
Green Day. The Glorious Sons.
Come a little closer to the sky. It's better than wondering why.
Crobot.
I'm a low, I'm a low, I'm a low light. The dragon's out into the day.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
They wanted to mention a GoFundMe account that has been set up. You guys may have seen a police officer was shot and killed in Philadelphia the other day. Jim O'Connor was his name.
And horrible.
I got an email from one of his cousins, Vicky, who wanted us to mention this. So I'll make sure I get the link to Marissa and we can post that up. But he was serving a warrant and was shot and killed. So they're raising funds to help support the family. So we'll get that out there. And the funeral arrangements have been postponed because of the coronavirus outbreak. And they've been postponed indefinitely. So we'll wait and see what happens.
So, you know, and I ride every year in the Families Behind the Badge Bend to the Shore bike tour. And, you know, the funds that are raised for that go to
this
situations like this. They go to families of fallen officers as well as, you know, police-run kids organizations like the Police Athletic League and stuff like that. So, listen, if you want to join Team WMMR, if you go to PrestonSteve.com, there's a link there. And you can either join, but if you don't want to ride, you can also donate there as well. But I would recommend donating directly to this one before you
do that.
But also, if you want to do some stuff outside of that to make sure that there are, you know, backups in place for people who wear a badge, then that's a good way to go about it, too.
Yep. In the maelstrom of all the stuff that's been going on, this is, you know, this is sort of got, I don't want to say lost, but it's just there's been so
well,
much.
Well, yeah, a lot of news. Stuff is getting lost. A lot of big news stories are getting lost right now because of this, you know, everybody's being affected by this.
And it's every bit as important.
Was there, and I don't know if this is old news or not as well, but was there an officer that was killed in Springfield? Montgomery County, Kathy?
You know what? I didn't hear that. Marissa asked me the other day if there was if there were two officers that were killed. I only know of the one. I did not hear if there was a second one.
All right. So I saw something and I just wasn't because of what's going on right now with the coronavirus. This, you know, the bigger news stories are not as big. And so there was a story and I just don't know.
Well, let's check it and validate it and see what the information is.
Yeah, the story was an officer was responding to another person being shot and then he was shot and killed. And that was in a Springfield township, but it wasn't Springfield, Delaware County. So
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I apologize for bringing that up.
It's all good. We need to do the bizarre file. So let's go to it now.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's bizarre file.
Different Springfield County, Casey.
Oh, so it's Springfield, M.O.
Oh, that's Missouri.
Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that was a mass shooting. There were five people
that
were shot and killed in that one. So let's move on to other things. It's brought to you by the Bizarre File, McGuff Bus Company. If you're looking to earn extra income in your retirement, McGuff Bus Company is hiring for part-time afternoon drivers with a valid New Jersey CDL. Continue to have a rewarding career with a flexible schedule to fit around your life. McGuffBus.com. Let's go with this here. Okay, here's about calling 911. Yet again, another one. The Santa Clarita Valley Sheriff's Station offered this reminder. Don't call 911 because people are cutting in front of you in line at the store.
Yeah.
It ties up valuable resources for real emergencies.
Come on!
The message came after someone called 911 Thursday to report a huge fight at a local Costco involving more than 1,000 people over toilet paper and bottled water. A claim that turned out to be false, by the way. But this isn't the first time that law enforcement responded to a Costco in Southern California. Last week, deputies from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department responded to the location in Chino Hills after customers apparently became unruly when the store ran out of bottled water and toilet paper. As in Thursday's incident, deputies found no evidence of any physical altercations at all.
Isn't that time for a citizen's arrest, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should do that.
Cut in line for gum.
A man is facing charges after unintentionally discharging a handgun inside a church while he was volunteering as a security guard.
And listen, wait to hear what they were doing.
Right.
William Mays is charged with simple assault and reckless endangerment for his role in the incident. Now, Mays was volunteering at Worship Center when he discharged his Glock 40 caliber pistol inside a small office area inside the church with four other people present. An investigation revealed that Mays had exchanged handguns with another security team member for the purpose of dry-firing the weapons to compare their trigger pulls.
Ah, police, do that in the church.
Police say that in doing so, Mays unintentionally fired a bullet. Two men were struck by fragment shrapnel when the fired round ricocheted off the floor. One man received stitches in his cheek, and another was struck in the hand but did not require medical treatment. The round and fragments did not travel outside of the office.
We should probably do some target practice. Put chalices up on the altar.
Mays admitted to police that his firearm was not in need of maintenance at the time and that his security duties did not require him to remove the weapon from its holster. So they were playing with their guns, essentially,
yeah, that's what they were doing.
Yes, yeah. In the church. The Struthers Police Department took to Facebook Thursday to ask that all criminal activity stop during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Yeah, how's the response been?
Yeah. I'm not really sure yet, but they wrote, due to the coronavirus, the police department is asking that all criminal activities stop until further notice.
Listen, everyone's in this together.
Thank you for your anticipated cooperation in the matter. We will update you when we deem it appropriate to proceed with your bad selves. That's literally what it said, to proceed with your bad selves.
I love it.
That is fun. A man driving a fully loaded cement truck while impaired took a freeway off-ramp too fast and smashed into a sheriff's deputy car.
Oh, my God. Must have destroyed it.
If there's anything you're going to be driving while you're drunk that you don't want to be behind the wheel of, that would be a fully loaded cement truck. The truck carrying 105,000 pounds of powdered cement was exiting the highway when it went into oncoming traffic, smashed into a deputy's patrol SUV.
105,000 pounds.
The impact sent both vehicles careening into a traffic light pole, knocking it over. The deputy was treated for a broken leg.
That's amazing he survived.
Yeah, the 49-year-old truck driver was evaluated and arrested for investigation of vehicular assault and driving impaired as well. A 23-year-old from India recently died while filming a tractor stunt for a TikTok video.
Oh, boy.
The man was attempting to capture a clip while riding on a fast-moving tractor when the vehicle overturned and crushed him. And here's what he was trying to do. So he was identified as a guy named Kapil. He was performing stunts for the video sharing app when the accident occurred. Kapil was fine until he attempted to lift the front tractor wheels off the ground. He was trying to pop a wheel.
A wheelie on a tractor.
When he attempted to pull off the stunt, the tractor toppled onto him.
Jesus.
It's the second recent TikTok-related death in that area. An 18-year-old reportedly drowned while attempting his own TikTok video. So
now licking the toilet seat is looking pretty smart.
Right, yeah. Exactly. All right, and then we'll do one more story. There's a cow on the loose in Florida. It's not considered dangerous, but police have been trying to corral it for weeks, apparently. The Pembroke Pines Police Department said Wednesday that the animal had been spotted near Interstate 75. Somehow, it has eluded capture since late January.
Police are saying they're trying to intercede before it becomes an utter catastrophe.
There it is. There it is.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's another utter joke based on a cow story. Thank you.
The police department put out a tweet that said, wanted, unknown cow, description, female, brown with a white head, faster than it looks. Talented fence jumper and enjoys pools.
I love cows. I find them very tranquil.
Though it's a little funny and the cow isn't a threat to the public, police say that it has been known to enter roadways, which endangers itself and drivers. I like cows, too.
Yeah, we used to take the field trips as a kid to the dairy farm.
Yeah.
And you'd just, hey, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't talk much.
No. And that is what I have in the bizarre file this morning. All right. Why don't we take a break? Come back in just a second. And we'll have a lesson question. And I can reveal what the prizes we have given away today. Well, I couldn't say what it was yesterday. I can say what it is today.
Your good faith will be rewarded.
So when we get back, we'll do the lesson question. We'll also have trash and some music news stories as well. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Love Preston and Steve and WMMR? Check out WMMR.com for more of everything that rocks.
It's finally time to start firing up the grill. From city to shore, Acme has everything you need to prep for this summer season. From Lancaster brand meats to fresh-cut fruits and vegetables, and even your favorite beer and wine. Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
WMMR, it's everything that rocks, and we're all going to go the distance.
Yes.
Yes.
It is 1 minute after 10 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, and it's St. Patrick's Day, a reminder. I mean, everybody I've run into in the hallway is like, I totally forgot.
I completely forgot
it was St. Patrick's Day.
I felt like such an idiot. I was in the office wrapping Christmas presents.
Oh, man, you're
I totally got confused.
Afternoon sun is what we're looking for. We've had a little bit of rain this morning, going to 61 today. Sunday tomorrow, high of about 60. Should be good. We're going to do today's lesson question, and we're going to give away, this is the prize, MLB The Show 20.
Ho!
Yes.
Woohoo!
You can play baseball via video games, and we will give it away for the correct answer to this question. Which family did Rambo get in the most recent movie?
It's amazing.
215-263-WMMR. Which family did Rambo get in the most recent movie? 215-263-WMMR. That is the number. Call right now while you're calling in. We'll do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And it is brought to you this morning by Rita's Water Ice. They're back and open for the season. The wait is over. Grab your family and head to Rita's for some refreshing Italian ice made fresh daily with real fruit or some delicious creamy frozen custard. Be cool. Go to Rita's. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Heidi Klum revealing some troubling news as she awaits her results from the coronavirus test. She's out of toilet paper. Klum says she has run out of things to use when she takes a schnitzel. According to the WWE, WrestleMania 36 scheduled for April 5th will go on as planned, but without an audience. From what we understand, champion Riddick Ross will square off against Mojo Rawley in a terse email exchange.
Oh, my God.
And finally, Netflix has decided to forge ahead with the final week of filming on season 4 of The Crown. Netflix says producers will use the Falklands War to explain why the cast is wearing gas masks. And that's your Hollywood trash.
All righty, then. We will see if we can get an answer to the lesson question. Which family did Rambo get in the most recent movie? And I'm going to go to Tom. See if he knows the answer. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, buddy. All right, so which family did Rambo get in the most recent movie?
The Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch. Yeah! That's correct.
Bobby! Cindy!
Hang on, Tom. We'll get your information. We're going to give you MLB The Show 20. You can experience quicker batting, pitching, and fielding, and expansive RPG experience, new showdown and leagues modes, and for the first time ever, full minor league roster. MLB The Show 20 is what your baseball dreams are made of. Welcome to the show. Rated E for everyone. You can get it now at theshow.com. Speaking of listener Tom and the Brady Bunch, Tom Brady announced that he's leaving, right?
Yeah, apparently he is not going to be playing for the New England Patriots anymore. We don't know what that means. He's been courted by a couple of other NFL teams, but here's the deal. The last throw that he has ever, last pass he ever threw for that the Patriots, throwed? That he ever throwed was an interception for a touchdown. So he threw a pick six, was his last throw as a Patriot. His last Super Bowl as a Patriot. He lost to the Eagles. So
that's not true. What does that mean?
They won the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Last year.
Son of a bitch.
I completely forgot about that. Before that.
Right, the one before that.
He lost
the last
to
the one
Eagles.
He lost. The last one that he lost.
He lost to us
is what I meant to say.
So think about that.
Dude, I completely forgot about 2 years ago.
So the, what,
That's a great way to. So the last Super Bowl he lost.
He lost us. Yeah. Was to us.
Yeah.
What
to
I
us,
meant
man.
To say.
Yeah.
The last Super Bowl he lost us was to us.
Was to us.
It's right. A great tweet from Chris Long. He says, Brady just left Boston on St. Paddy's Day. I believe this is a hate crime.
Oh, my God.
It's true. I mean, Boston's going to have a tough day today.
Wham.
I'm so sad for you guys.
Wham.
In Boston.
All right. Anyway, that's hey, there's some sports news for
there
you.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. But you know what?
Breaking news.
It has nothing on this new sports craze that's sure to sweep the nation.
Mm-hmm. March Sadness.
March.
Which we're going to do tomorrow morning on the air live.
You watch. You watch how a world gets focused in on one thing.
That's right.
Outside of coronavirus.
People playing horse.
Tune in.
Tomorrow
using
morning.
State-of-the-art technology available only on everyone's phone.
Yep. All right, so a couple of Daily Rush videos are up and running and new and ready for your consumption. And the one that was up yesterday, I didn't get a chance to mention, was Todd Glass Gets Hydrated. It's when Todd came in and we gave him an IV. Todd is more amped than normal, it says, because we'd given him an IV of this revitalizing hydration solution.
I wonder with that, by the way, just to go off on a tangent, I'll let you finish that thought, but that stuff builds up your immune system, right?
Well, I mean, if you get your
I don't
your
know about that, Steve.
Does it cure every disease that man has ever had?
Yeah, maybe it is. Listen, there are, I didn't get a chance to mention it earlier, but there are cure-all hoaxes left and right.
Tons. Do not fall for them.
Yeah, especially from right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. The New York State attorney asked him to stop passing along the misleading claims about a cure, which is the product is called, it includes a nano-silver toothpaste.
Yeah, it's got to be it.
Kills the whole, he said, apparently Jones says, kills the whole SARS corona family at point-blank range. Just nobody knows about it yet. There's no medical evidence behind the claims. In fact,
won't be able to get it if you talk about it.
The FDA and National Institute of Health says that colloidal silver is not safe to use and can actually cause argyria, which you guys have heard of. It's where your skin turns blue.
Remember the last guy?
Permanently.
Oh, well, no. The last guy who did it died. Remember that famous guy who was based... He was like a smurf,
exactly.
Don't do that.
But Alex Jones was apparently peddling this on his website, and they have officially said, dude, that's flat-out illegal. And not only that, but didn't Jesse Duplantis cure it the other day?
Kenneth Copeland.
Copeland.
Yes.
Jesse Duplantis is his buddy.
And the Democrat, I always forget her name.
Marianne. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we have. You want to play that clip?
Yeah, sure.
Why not? Of her. This is the cure-all. Play it.
Who is this?
Marianne Williams, and she ran for president last year.
Okay, here we go.
The coronavirus. We pray that it be dissolved with healing, with healing, with healing. Your cervix, your penis,
what?
Your vagina,
what?
Your buttocks, your colon. Go wash your hands.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it worked. I'm completely clean.
These people. How's your vagina?
My vagina's really good, really most proud of my colon.
And then
I really scrubbed that sucker.
Where's the Keith Copeland one? Do we have that too?
There it is. Kenneth Copeland. This
Kenneth Copeland.
Right,
that's
with
it.
His jets.
All right.
Put your hand on that television set.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He receives your healing.
Your healing.
Yes.
From within.
Say it, I take it.
I take it.
I have it.
I have it.
It's mine.
It's mine. Drop it like a top.
I thank you.
Who's in there with him?
There's somebody else.
Camera guy.
Some dummy. He doesn't need to echo everything I say. He's exactly the kind of riffraff and human poison I look to elude every time I get on my Learjet. So who's laughing now when I decided to not fly commercial?
Human
I recommend
filth.
Everyone purchase a Learjet for their air travel. You just need a whole bunch of suckers.
I thank you and praise you for it.
Yes.
And I forgive if I have aught against any.
I forgive.
I have all the instant.
And I pray.
You have all the what?
What did he say?
I don't know. Yeah, let me back it up a little.
Yes.
And I forgive if I have aught against any.
I forgive.
If I have something
and
against
I praise
any.
You that I'm well and whole.
And I
praise you that I'm willing to hold. Yes. According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
I'm healed.
Yes.
And I consider not my own body.
Yes.
I
consider yes.
not my own body. I consider not symptoms in my body.
No,
I consider
there are not symptoms, nothing.
Symptoms in my body. But only that which God has promised.
Only that which God has promised.
Only that what the word has said.
Only that what the word
and by his
oh my.
Right back at you, Brodozer.
Brodozer.
And when I was a little boy, on my knees praying to the Lord God, I said, one day I will own a monkey. And I will train that monkey with the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ to ride a dog.
His stripes I was healed, and by his stripes I am healed now.
I'm and not stripes the- is available on Blu-ray and DVD.
He is, you could not... Again, I said this yesterday, Preston. He makes Jimmy Swaggart look sincere.
Yeah. And even people that are slightly more sincere. So Missouri has sued Jim Baker for selling a fake coronavirus cure as well.
Come
on. He was peddling that same silver crap that Alex Jones was.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's all the rage in the Smurf community, but otherwise it has very bad effects.
I mean, snake oil says, man. It's like, you know, that's totally. At this point.
But they're using religion to back it up.
Masking it.
There's only 20 seconds, and I just...
Play the rest.
All right. Please, God.
Sick, trying to get healed. I'm the healed, and the devil's trying to give me the flu.
That's right.
Or whatever else kind of thing.
Wait, did that guy just say three?
That's right, he said. That's right. The devil's trying to get... That's right. Or whatever other kind of thing he's trying to give us.
Three.
I'm the healed, and the devil's trying to give me the flu.
That's right.
Or whatever else.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, it's what he said, right?
That's right.
Three, that's my favorite number.
I thought he said three.
Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
Give me the flu.
Tree.
Or whatever else tree. Kind of thing he's trying.
Yeah. Did you say tree? Would you shut up? You're throwing off my pace and just arbitrarily blurting out things like tree. It adds nothing to the conversation. You dummy. I worked on this thing all night. I'm trying to suck in some more loot. Pay for your goddamn office equipment. But I digress.
Healed and well?
Huh? Yes.
In the sweet name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now go get me a cappuccino.
Okay. Be wary of scams, clearly.
Yes.
There are going to be psychos who are taking advantage of this. All right. And then I was mentioning the Daily Rush video.
Yes.
Arnold's coronavirus message. And it says, Arnold has a message for you. Stay home with your ass. And you can watch these videos, the Todd Glass one and the Arnold one now at PrestonSteve.com. Sponsored by Punchline Philly Comedy Club Restaurant and Bar, by
Is that
the way.
From this morning, then?
It is from this morning.
Oh, my God, that was quick.
Murph knocks him out now, man. He absolutely cranks him. All right, let's do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! Oh, God. All right, so Hailstorm frontwoman Lizzie Hale has penned an open letter to fellow musicians and concertgoers urging them to stay home and avoid public gatherings during the coronavirus pandemic. But it's kind of interesting the approach she takes on this. So a number of artists have seen their concert dates either canceled or postponed, with officials prescribing social distancing as a means to stop the spread of the virus. But on Sunday, she took to her Instagram to scold those not observing the self-quarantine and putting the elderly patients with pre-existing conditions at risk of death. She wrote, "Dear fellow musicians and concertgoers, I understand your need for live music. I understand you need to perform on stage. I'm with you. I have that same primal need, especially in these tough and confusing times, but it is extremely irresponsible to promote or participate in large gatherings at this time." So this was on Sunday. I think things have progressed a little bit since then and more people have come around. But at the time, I think some people were still hanging on.
Sure, sure.
She said, "The whole you can't scare us mentality is ridiculous. The virus is not a terrorist and it will not be discouraged or impressed by your bravery. This is a pandemic. And by encouraging or attending large gatherings of people, you are contributing to the deaths of people who do not have healthy immune systems to fight it. Be thankful If your only hardship in this whole thing is that you're bored or have to pinch pennies for a while this blows over. Now, speaking of continuing on, staying opening and closing, Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk and rock and roll steakhouse. Kathy, you went there in Nashville.
I did.
Is apparently now closing down as a result of public pressure, despite vowing to stay open in the face of city officials' orders to shut down. So they were going to hold out.
Kid Rock is not associated with it anymore, right? They kicked him off the board.
This guy, Steve Smith, but I guess he's a D-bag like Kid Rock, insisted that the eatery would stay open even after Nashville Mayor John Cooper ordered all bars and restaurants on the city's lower Broadway and throughout Davidson County to close until further notice. Smith said in a statement, "We appreciate the efforts of Mayor Cooper to combat COVID-19 virus, but unless there's a statewide mandate that directs all bars and restaurants to be closed, the request made by Mayor Cooper is unconstitutional as he is targeting a select group of businesses." But Smith has changed his mind now because the public got pissed off. And he said he will shut down Kid Rock's along with all his other bars and restaurants in the area. He owns four other establishments, so he's going to shut down all of them. Blink-182 bassist Mark Hoppus tweeted that he and his family are self-quarantining, and there's several stories coming out like this now. He wrote, "My family and I are hunkering down in our house for the next week. Now, we're self-quarantining, canceled all people coming over to the house, all meetings and events, no one in, no one out. We have another family that we're friends with who are doing the same." He added his family has enough food and supplies to last the week. Meanwhile, Rush guitarist Alex Lifeson revealed on Twitter that he'll be self-quarantining for the next 2 weeks. He lives in the province of Ontario, which to date houses the largest number of COVID-19 cases in Canada.
Yeah.
And he wrote, "Just returned from spring break with my kids. We are self-quarantining for 14 days because they travel." And he wrote, "All travelers should. Looking forward to getting caught up on Netflix. Send your top viewing suggestions." Also, the founders of KISS took to social media to encourage their fans to practice social distancing.
"I'm self-quarantining myself, Preston, and I have removed my face and disinfected it."
Oh, you've...
Thank you.
Well, that's very safe, Jay.
Yes.
Very, very safe.
Never be too careful.
Paul Stanley tweeted, "Please, it may seem surreal, it may seem inconceivable, but we are... But said,
what did he say?
We are about to see illness, deaths, and an overwhelmed hospital system never seen in our lifetime. Businesses are closing. This is not an opportunity for get-togethers or parties. Social distancing is the minimum. Stay home." And then Gene wrote in part, saying, "Stay positive out there, everybody. Just keep washing your hands and keep your distance from everybody.
Keep effing those chickens.
And you should feel good." That's what I thought, too, when I read this morning. Keep effing that chicken. Too shall pass, he said.
I was thinking about this the other day. I have big concert plans this summer. And if people not, you know... Don't mess this up!
Yeah.
To this point, Casey...
I'm excited about some things.
And as we said earlier... Whether you agree or whatever, and certainly I understand businesses are taking it and so on and so forth, but we're in it now. So if we're in it, let's do it right.
Yeah.
And let's do as committed as we can, because again, the object is to lower that spike. And if we can do that, then the more that we are effectively doing it, the more likely we return to more normal conditions sooner. But like there was a picture on Twitter of down in Florida, people on the beach all packed together. It's like, listen, to give it a break. To the point about if you're young and that's great and you're not at a high risk, that's terrific, but you can port it to other people who are at risk. So, listen, it's an inconvenience on so many levels, but for a little time, take the break. At least the suggested 2 weeks, and we'll see how it goes.
It's, you know, the ongoing argument that I have, like, with my kids about their homework, right? We can fight all day about this, right? But you're going to end up doing your homework anyway, right? This is all going to end up with you doing your homework. So just get it done now. Get it out of the way. And then, like, you could go on with the rest of your day and enjoy your day and your evening.
I liken it, and I can only do it because you put it in terms of your own memories. And I remember when I had, again, not to liken this to a personal thing, but when I had the cancer diagnosis, the prostate cancer.
Right.
Oh, my God. Will this end? Will this end? Will I get past this? And I did. And it was years ago. You know, and so you think in those terms. We're talking months. it's, you know, if you invest now and do it, since it's happening anyway, since you got to do your homework anyway, do it as effectively as you can, and let's see if we can make this work.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
By the way, I was thinking about this the other day. Yeah. The keep effing that chicken drop could be my all-time favorite flub forever. It's the greatest ever.
I have
it's a news person
yeah.
telling people to telling someone to keep banging a chicken.
Maybe we could do this week, since we got some time and some time to kill, maybe we could do favorite flubs.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know? Like maybe. Our own personal like Julie Jerkoff.
Like Julie Jerkoff, but keep you're on a news program and you're telling one to keep effing a chicken. Hit it.
Keep that chicken.
What?
That was a guy, Ernie Anastas on NBC in New York, like this guy who was prone to...
Keep that chicken.
He was, I think he was...
He was telling to keep plucking that chicken.
Oh.
They were doing a report from like a farm or a restaurant or something like that. And he meant to say, keep plucking that chicken.
That's the same station that gave us the Sue Simmons, what the F are you looking at?
No, what the F are you doing?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, one last thing. David Leroth has pulled the plug on his upcoming Las Vegas residency. Tweeting to fans, House of Blues, Las Vegas postponed. And now a word from Dave. Somebody get me a doctor. Just kidding. Take your whiskey home. Not kidding. Love, Dave. Yet another one canceled, of course. So that's going to be the regular over the next couple of weeks. That's it. That's all I have in music news.
Did you see, anybody else see this Lost Weekend documentary? It's a short documentary with Van Halen. Do you remember the contest that they did? It was 84 or 85. It was at the height of Van Halen's fame. And the guy that won do you remember the contest? It was MTV.
You spent a weekend partying with Van Halen, basically.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. They made this documentary. I just watched it over the weekend. And they got to go on a weekend with Van Halen. The guy that won the contest is from Phoenixville, PA. And so he is reflecting on these things that he did. He had like a brain aneurysm. He fell and banged his head up really badly. I didn't know anything about it. I vaguely remember
the
contest. Wait a
minute. During this weekend with Van Halen, he fell and had a brain aneurysm?
No, before. So then he goes and he's partying with Van Halen and like doing a blow off of David Lee Roth's finger and like all these groupies are on backstage. It's fascinating. And the documentary itself is probably only 20, 25 minutes long. It's on YouTube. It's free.
Wow.
But it's the Lost Weekend with Van Halen. But it just reminded me of the fame and the, like, how popular and how huge Van Halen was at that time, too, and the debauchery.
They were the biggest rock band in the world that time. Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Well, I will have to look that up. We will have to take a break, though, because we got to return in a moment and get our letter of the day for the word of the week and wrap things up and move it on to Mr. Pierre Robert. So stay with us. We'll come back in just a little bit.
The Preston and Steve Show Podcast. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
10:33 a.m. with the Preston and Steve Show on this Tuesday morning, which is flying right by. St. Patrick's Day, by the way. And we did have the opportunity for somebody to win a Preston and Steve tattoo. And I would like to gladly announce our winner. Preston and Steve tattoo from world-famous Philadelphia Eddies goes to a guy named Ed. It's Ed Fuller.
Ed Fuller!
And Ed comes all the way from Cape May. And he will come to Philadelphia to get his tattoo. So he's from Cape May, New Jersey. And we'll give him a $350 gift certificate. And you never know, he might get tattooed by some of the area's top tattoo artists like Mr. Emil DZ. And you can see his work on Instagram at emil.dz.tattoo or philadelphiaeddiestattoo.com. So congratulations to you, Ed. Thank you to Brian Posey.
Yeah.
For being on our program. Brian's cool, man. He's such an interesting guy. He's a behemoth of a statuesque-wise. He's just a big guy. And he's also a big nerd, and he's super duper funny, and loves metal. And
man,
he's talking about his comedy metal album, Grandpa Metal. So we'll see when he comes into town for another visit. I guess, and that's all that I have in the thank you department. I guess we should turn things over to the man is going to. Well, he's just going to wander in the studio for a little while. I was going to give him this big introduction. He walked to the other side of the room.
Does anyone have cookies?
It's
That's what it looked like. He just, you know,
lost for a moment in his thoughts, but no, he's here. Made Pierre it. Robert is into work. You want to go ahead and do the letter of the day, man?
I do.
All right, here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
A is an apple.
All right, and we will give away on Friday a four-pack of reserved seats to see Incubus with 311 and Bad Flower. That will be Sunday, August 23rd at BB&T Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now. You can get complete details and MMR concert calendar at WMMR.com. So we'll give that away on Friday, which is cool. How are you doing today, man?
I'm good.
Wonderful.
We're all good. You guys are so funny and so many funny things. The preacher thing.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I don't know if you have tape of when he gets to hit you for dough, because that's always the part that,
yeah.
That's the most.
And that particular one we didn't have it, but there's the best, and we've ripped on this guy Kenneth Copeland and his little crony Jesse Duplantis for years when they go out and they give justification why they need their private jets, right, and why people need to give them money for their jets.
That's right. Who's laughing now?
I mean, it's been years.
There was this guy, what was his name? Robert something or other. And I was slightly in an altered state late one night on the couch. And I stumbled upon him. And he goes, I see somebody sitting alone right now on a couch. And I go, wait a minute.
That's me.
And he goes, I see somebody who's a little bit confused. And I go, wait a minute. I see somebody that doesn't quite know the next step in their life. And, well, you know, I see somebody, that same person, getting up and going to the telephone and making $1,000 vow of faith. I go, that's not me.
You got that. Oh, man. Yeah,
this guy never went for 10s, 20s, 50s. It was always $1,000 vow of faith. And ABC did some special on him. And they found his prayer request in a dumpster outside his TV studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Unbelievable. They're out there. There's a lot of them, believe it or not. Yeah. You, sir, though, you're not conning people. You just want to entertain them, give them a good time.
Well, we were all going to go out with Jackson this afternoon, and it made me think.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
It's St. Patrick's Day. It made me think just a few short moments ago. By the way, our cars are all doing social distancing in the parking
lot. Are
they? Yeah, your car should not be parked too close to another car.
Okay.
And the way our parking lot is now staggered, it's easy to do that. So keep your car away from me. Damn it.
Good thinking.
Thank you. It occurred to me that can you imagine how many Irish bars are going to take a wicked hit that just depends so much on this day every year? I mean, it's their Christmas.
And with that, again, you know, as we say, we'll get through this on the other end. But then when it does happen, everyone's going to, it may be the edict that if you can go out more than you did before, but when things are clear. To help these, you're right, those businesses that are just getting decimated.
Well, right now, if you want to help, they're suggesting gift cards.
Right.
Gift cards are a good great way idea. To keep the money flow going, and you're going to use it eventually. Right. And now might be a good time to do that. If you can afford it.
To Dave McGrogan, who's, you know, a good friend of the station and the show, and he had to let hundreds of people, you know, kind of let them go for a while, hopefully to get them back after all this. Because it's part of the deal. So the gift cards or something, you're right, Preston, and that can help go a long way in anticipation of a return to business.
Right. It just, you know, you think of different aspects of how this unfortunate but necessary situation hurts different groups of people that you might not have thought of. You think of restaurants and bars, but it just occurred to me, holy blank, St. Patty's Day is the Christmas for so many of these bars. I mean, they must depend on it very heavily. So here's to all of them. Our thoughts are with them.
Mm-hmm.
On the program today, we will do a block of Irish-oriented music. Dropkick Murphys aren't Irish. They're from Boston, but, of course, they have that sound. So we will do a block of them. And they are so cool. They're actually going to stream a show
They always play in Boston on St. Patty's Day, but they're going to do a free stream from their studio, and people can find it on a number of ways. I think on YouTube and Twitter, and you can watch the Dropkick Murphys do their Irish or their St. Patty's show tonight at 7 p.m., which I think is particularly cool. We also have Block of YouTube, Block of Thin Lizzy, and we'll have some fun.
Love it. Excellent. Fun is what it's all about. All right. I want to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve show has been brought to you today by Auto Lenders. Visit Auto Lenders' newest location in Exton, PA, with over 3,000 vehicles to choose from. On autolenders.com, a smarter way to buy a car. Also brought to you by St. Mary's Medical Center on a mission to solve cardiovascular problems. StMaryHealthcare.org. Tomorrow on the program, we go live on Fox Good Day, and we're going to try this. We're trying to bring new sport into the world, a chance for you to enjoy March Sadness. It is our citywide game of horse played on FaceTime.
Tomorrow. It's going to rock the sports world, especially when we return after all this. You watch.
Yeah, it'll either be horse or trading free throws or something like that, but it's an experiment. It may be county against county. It depends on all of our the participation level that we get. But you can fill out the form at PrestonSteve.com. If you have a hoop, a basketball, and FaceTime and somebody to hold the camera, you can participate.
I got the hoop. I got the basketball.
Get in touch with us.
You do, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's
my
it.
My backyard.
We're done. Rage on. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Please, do us a favor. Do not leave your houses.
Next message.
This is Wheels here. Love you to all of our cities and our nation's frontline warriors, especially in a time like this. To our nurses and doctors and our hospitals, ERs. These silent saints do everything possible to keep us safe year-round, regardless of the risk to themselves and their families at home. So please, treat them with some kindness and respect. Unless you think you're dying and you have symptoms, stay out of the hospital. Thanks for fighting a good fight. Love you, honey.
Next message.
It's St. Patrick's Day. I'm Irish. All the bars are closed. I feel kind of homeless. This sucks.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.